Okay.
This is the Bladed Tech Show, number 35, or as I like to call it, the Bladed Tech Show 2.0. And that voice you just heard there, audience, if I edited this right, is our new co-host, Heezy, as he's better known on the internet, Chris Roberto. I hope I got that right. Okay, so... Yeah, I have a co-host.
Whatever works. If it works,
really
it works.
Not used to this dynamic yet, but we'll see how it goes, you know? So, to catch you guys up, since last time we recorded, I have now become a part of a little site called Proven Gamer. I'm a PR rep. I send emails out to companies like Capcom. I write articles. Which most of these headlines in here are going to be my articles and podcast hosts.
Thank you.
Nice
to be
here. So, yeah, welcome, Chris. So let's just get right into it. Let's get into the non-gaming stuff. So I, however mistakenly, watched Star Wars 3 Revenge of the Sith.
The prequels, though. If you think about it that way.
I don't necessarily agree.
Yeah.
Attack of the Clones is my favorite.
See, this is the thing. I'm not a big Star Wars guy. I've seen the movies, but they just don't do it for me. And I will say I like the final battle in Attack of the Clones. But... I don't know, I think overall the better of the three was the last one, and that's just kind of semantic at this point for me.
Yeah,
yes, I do.
You remember when they do Execute Order 66, right?
Okay.
When that happened, I was just like, this looks like... And by the way, you can curse. This looks like a... fucking Battlefront scene. Like, aircrafts coming in, getting shot down, the AT-ATs are just getting blown up, Obi-Wan Kenobi's getting attacked from all sides. I was just like, oh man. This looks like a scene straight out of Battlefront.
Because I'm not a fan of Star Wars, I was dragged to the first prequel movie, and someone paid for me because I was like, listen, I'm not going to see this movie. I don't care about Star Wars, I don't think it's that great. I know the internet's going to castrate me for that, but what are you going to do? So it was okay. I mean, it's not something I'm going to go crazy over. I went to go to see the second one willingly. I didn't really enjoy it up until the final, you know, I don't know how long the battle was. It was like a half hour maybe. That final half hour was pretty good.
No.
Attack of the Clones. You mean of Phantom Menace?
Yeah. So that I was hyped about, and then you know I thought if you're gonna
maybe the
third one will be great. I don't think it was that great, but
yeah, I remember drinking the Kool-Aid on Star Wars Episode 3. I was like 10 years old, which just imagine my face, but younger, like just. Smaller, but I was drinking the Kool-Aid. I went to 7-Eleven and got the special edition Mountain Dew Slurpee from 7-Eleven. I think it was called Pitch Black or something like that. And it came with the little Darth Vader cup. I went to the midnight premiere. I was so excited. I'd been reading all the news. And then I walked out and I was like, why? Like, I even had to build your own little lightsaber. Too, so I could I built like the Darth Maul lightsaber, and I was like, "Oh, it's gonna be so cool! It's gonna be the end of
that.
The awesome trilogy." And it was just not that. They didn't, and I don't know if people knew this, but George Lucas had promised that 3 was gonna explain. Okay. Here's this progression from Vader, from Anakin Skywalker to Darth Vader.
Well, in and his mind, say, that's progression.
Right.
I think
Vader.
We can see where Star Wars is at currently today. There's a reason why he has nothing to do with it anymore.
The Force Awakens, I think, will be kind of liberating from that.
I'm kind of interested cursory on it only because it's new management basically. I don't like that they took away everything that was already established. I shouldn't say everything, but there were canon things that were part of the extended universe.
The one I'm most excited
for,
and I'll talk about this later.
Everyone else
kind of
said, "You know what? Fuck it.
But
we're gonna do what we're gonna do. We'll take whatever we want." And it is what it is.
I
kind of don't like that they did that. At the same time,
playing the tutorial, and I was like,
"Maybe,
oh my god,
they'll do it better this time around, and I can maybe get on board." But to be honest with you, I'm probably waiting for DVD.
Right.
They are, it seems like they're putting everything they can into it that they need to. So basically, if they do things right, which, I mean, it's EA, it's kind of debatable. But the team that they have going, it does seem like that's the way to do it.
I think
so. At the same time,
Battlefront is going to be
if they do what they need to do with this franchise and respect it the way they need to respect it, at this point, I don't think there's anything to worry about.
I don't think
the
people are going to
that they're putting it
necessarily.
Out at,
that's
the worrisome thing, only because
it's not
going to
be what
EA
you think it is.
Time frames.
I don't think, because I don't think it's going to be this all-encompassing, all seven movies.
Yeah. It's supposed, as far as I know, it's
because
supposed to come out
at,
within the time frame of the
2,
movie.
That focuses on Attack of the Clones, and I don't think. Battlefront is going to focus on Force Awakens at all, actually. I think...
That's certainly possible. That's
have you seen the concept art? Mm-hmm. Right.
Really? I've seen concept art, yes. See, that's the thing. I think it's probably going to do as much as it can within reason. I think it's probably going to, in my opinion, because, again, I'm not following too much. I'm just getting the cursory stuff that everyone's talking about. I think they're, from what I can tell or what I can guess, is they're probably going to try and do as much as they can within the framework of the game and focus a lot more
on
the
things
you don't see in the movies, but give the nods to the movies.
That kind of
and maybe have the...
Because we've seen, like, I think Kashyyyk.
Storyline, end level, whatever you're going to do, something to do with the new movie that's coming out. And I think that's going to be a draw as much as the name of itself.
Endor. Yeah, that's it. I think we're going to see a lot more of like that kind of thing. And I think we might even, to close this out, we might even just get a little glimpse at Sky Battle. I think you're going to be able to either fly around in a limited space or they're going to have a level where you're fighting on board. What's Vader's ship? It escapes me, but like the opening to A New Hope or something like that. I think they might do something like that. A more story-based approach. But anyways, we gotta actually talk about some more stuff so it's not turning into a Star Wars cast. I've been watching, playing a little bit of catch up with Game of Thrones. So I've, to preface,
that's definitely possible.
I've already
definitely
watched
possible.
Season one, and I'm kind of wading my way through season two of Game of Thrones in hopes of, through HBO
Fine with
now,
me.
in hopes of just kind of crawling my way to, season five. Oh, I just stay off the internet anytime Game of Thrones, Walking Dead, anything like that happens. Oh, wow.
I have yet to see anything Game of Thrones related other than Facebook posts and all that other, anything else that everyone sends on the internet. Well, that's true. I do the same, but I mean, I have never even seen an episode of Game of Thrones. That's the thing. You would be along with everyone else in that statement. Here's the reason why I don't think I want to get into it. It's because it's the Walking Dead effect, kind of. It's everyone talking about it and just shoving it down your throat to where I don't want to get into this because then, I don't know, it's just one of those things where everyone's doing it. I don't want to do it. And I love Walking Dead. I love Walking Dead, but here's the thing. With Walking Dead, I was on board from episode one the second it dropped. It seems like people got on board with Walking Dead when season three started. And that's when I feel that the series started going downhill.
How I felt about Game of Thrones.
It's one of those things where even Breaking Bad, I've never seen an episode of Breaking Bad, and I don't know if I'm going to.
Is because everyone was talking about it, so I was like, well, I've got an obligation to watch it.
It's hard to explain.
Because I want to. Right, we'll get more into it, but Daredevil, everyone's like, watch Daredevil. I can't tell you how many tweets I've seen about Daredevil, and I'm like,
and that's part of it too.
Three.
That's exactly it. I feel like I'm obligated. I have to watch it, so that turns me off because I can't even. Sometimes I can't even watch things I want to watch.
Yeah, but I think I'm just
going to
quit Game of Thrones.
Things I'm obligated
honestly
to watch because everyone's talking about it.
After I get to the point where I'm caught up with the Telltale game, like I've been playing that, and that's my main source of Game of Thrones, and I like that better than the TV show.
Yeah, that's. We'll definitely get more into it because I watched the entire thing.
Yeah, because
it's worth
just
your time.
Nice, I guess. Because up until the third episode, you really don't need to know a lot other than, hey, here's some people who are doing some things.
That's what I'm getting from some people, actually, that they like that game better than the show.
But I really kind of blasted the third episode because it lays it on heavy with the lore of the stuff. Like, oh, you got to know what this is. You got to know what this is. You got to know what this is. And I'm like, with The Wolf Among Us, The Walking Dead, and all these other properties, I never had to know anything.
That's a good Telltale game mechanic. You don't need to know anything. But here's the things you need to know.
Mm. Yeah, and even the codex, like there's a area in the menus where you can just read up on stuff. And
that's true. And that
was
a very good thing they did with Walking Dead, especially
Wolf
Among Us, which
like,
I didn't even know existed until this game was announced
at all.
I knew nothing about it. I still kind of knew nothing about it, but I feel like I know everything about it just based on playing that game.
Spoil anything, but why I care about what's happening to the Foresters, because we haven't seen them in the show at all. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking, since it's a partnership with HBO. You're going to see them in season five, definitely. You don't invest, how much, I don't even know how much money HBO gave Telltale, but I feel like that's kind of a detriment with working with the original creator. It's just, oh, we have to put this in.
You
because
might.
Crossover.
They may show
and
up.
It's kind of that, but like what you said earlier, the Walking Dead effect, where it's just like, yep. Well, I have to watch this to keep up.
Too much, sure.
You know, the engine is not as garbage as most people think. I just think that they do need to modify the engine. There's no doubt about that.
And I think with Game of Thrones,
sometimes,
I'm sure HBO threw a ton of money at them.
Borderlands, it looks great.
But I don't know what they're doing with that money because what everyone's telling me, this the engine's
still
garbage.
People have been complaining about the watercolor effects on Game of Thrones, where if you're not focused on one thing, it blurs out and makes things look all muddy. I don't see that as a negative, because it's like, well, it's watercolor. They're going to murk out things. I just see it as kind of a depth of view kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. My issues with their engine are strictly
tech-based.
I mean,
Telltale needs to drop 360.
There's too many glitches.
To drop PlayStation 3.
It's too slow.
They
I shouldn't have to wait
these
3 minutes between a cutscene and a black screen when it should be an immediate thing, especially on the new consoles and PC, and then have the voice just start going, and we still got that black screen. I think they definitely need to drop. I don't know if they need to. They need to drop 360 and PS3 necessarily. They absolutely need to drop the iOS and Android crap. But I'm sure that makes a lot of money for them, so they're not going to. And that's the problem. I think they're using that as the lowest common denominator, and they're not doing anything better with the other systems. I mean, with new IP, I don't think they should come out on 360 and PS3. They should just, you know what? Jump up to the new, and now you can play our stuff, or PC. Because, I mean, they've already started Walking Dead, Wolf Among Us, on 360.
Well, the thing about that is,
I mean,
funny
now
you mentioned
got,
that.
They
actually
got
did
literally
that
everything there now.
With the Walking Dead Season 2.
I don't know how they can, unless they're going to say,
yeah, where you
listen,
can carry
you can take
your
save over.
It wasn't cross-platform.
Buy the newer versions on a new system, you can take your save over. I don't understand why they didn't do that this time, when they re-released Walking Dead and Wolf Among Us. It doesn't seem like it's that difficult of a thing to do, but then again, their engine, I don't know if it is a difficult thing. They did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. They need to do cross-platform. If you played on 360, you can take your Season 2 ending save when Season 3 drops and play it on Xbox One, PS4, whatever.
Right, and I think
I'll even take it
gamers,
if you're gonna go. If you already had Xbox,
have
you can only go to Xbox situation. But they need to do that.
I don't think they would settle for just.
I don't want to play this game anymore
Xbox.
On my 360. I love my 360.
Actually, have to do.
I'm invested deeply into Wolf Among Us and Walking Dead, and I play my 360 a lot. But I don't want to play this game on the system anymore. I want to move it up. I want the engine to be better.
Yeah, and just to wrap up on this one, because we're still on Game of Thrones, I think...
I completely agree, but that's the thing.
They really need to take advantage
of... I don't know the inner workings if they are allowed to do
that
type of situation. I'm sure there's
they have these
things we don't know about to where Microsoft will say, well, we're not going to allow you to do it if you don't put it from us to us.
I mean, the best use I've seen is, I think, Titanfall used them.
Yeah.
So, and they touted all this, I guess, junk now that it's like, oh, it could do unlimited power, and you could basically make a PC game on Xbox One. And
that's true.
Why can't they
just
use
them.
That?
Titanfall definitely uses them, and all our saves are there.
Yeah.
I think it was the backlash from E3 that really put that shit to bed. I really do.
Xbox One, really.
I like what they did where they 180.
Xbox 360.
Ha ha ha. But at the same time, I still do feel like I wasn't as pissed off as everyone was when they announced what they announced.
I know
E3
I'm
going to
get crap for this.
I kind of wish I could see what that future would have been like.
If they went with their original vision,
where we're at now,
Xbox One would be selling
public opinion
a lot
is the ruler.
Better.
Yeah, that's true.
See you next time. And they actually had some really cool ideas.
I think they just took everyone's opinion as gospel.
I don't know if you
the initial backlash
actually
just threw them.
But there was
a
little leak in official Xbox magazine that showed a concept of
here we are now.
Xbox One.
Who knows if we'll ever get anything.
Xbox One, I think it was called Xbox or Xbox Fusion.
Maybe next time. Maybe in 4 years.
Where it didn't have a disc drive. Really? Yeah, I'm gonna wrap up here. I know I said that like three times.
No,
now,
that's true.
But,
I do remember that, and I would not have been happy with that.
The future
of
gaming
digital, man.
Is
I don't want
me
digital
sitting
only. That's
with
not
a
if you're
PC
offer
or
it.
Console.
I have no problem with offering
a VR
it. But don't
or
make
AR
that be the only way.
Headset.
I can't.
Just
I'm
streaming.
Physical. I need physical discs.
Streaming my games, with no unlimited hard drive space, powered by the cloud, just sitting on my couch and my console's like 1,000 miles away. Well, I mean, I talked about this last week, but OnLive is no longer, and I think if OnLive had relaunched or something, I think that could be the console of the future. I really do.
I don't know how on board I can get with that.
Yeah, the PlayStation Now.
I don't know if I feel that way. On live related, I don't know if I feel that way because they just weren't doing things well. I know Sony came in and scooped them up, but I don't think they did it for purely happy reasons. They did it so that way they could have all that for themselves.
I'm sorry, but I forgot to mention that.
Right.
I'm talking
and until you know
SKUs,
until we
like
get
a SKU where it's streaming
perfect
only,
internet, which is probably centuries away. I don't think it's worth saying this is the only way to go.
Yeah,
this is the way you want
like,
to go. Sure,
maybe three SKUs
but
where
it's the
one's
only way?
Digital only.
I don't know, man. What happens when that server farm goes
and
down and all your shit's gone?
Disk based.
Okay. All right. Well, then that would be fine, I guess. I don't see a problem with that if you get to choose.
Another thing I've been watching is Silicon Valley season 2. Have you heard of this?
Yeah. I mean, that would be perfectly fine, and then you could finally see you could make that line in the sand
or...
saying, "Listen, this is where we're at now. People prefer this over this,
okay.
And maybe in the future, this is the only way we're going because the numbers prove it."
Yeah, I watched the entire first season, and I'm also caught up on season 2 because
I know Silicon Valley.
I
watched
the
first couple
death.
Episodes of season 1, and then HBO went away, so I never watched it again. No, I used to have HBO, but I don't have it anymore. That was right when that show was coming out, so I watched the first couple
episodes.
Yeah,
the best way I can describe it
HBO
is
was done.
Take Well, the comedy of Mike Judge. I mean, the dude's just hilarious. And mix it with
very good.
Steve
I liked
Jobs
what I saw. I liked what they were building.
Kind of thing.
And from clearly from the
Camille
press
Mangiani.
And
oh my God.
User reviews.
He's just amazing in this.
It's hit and it's hit well.
Yeah, like I look for him and he's like doing the Indoor Kids podcast, which I listen to.
Very good.
Meltdown, I think, with Jonah and Camille, Jonah Ray.
Yep.
And then, other than that, Silicon Valley.
He's not in enough things, if you ask.
Oh, yeah. I felt so bad when he, well, I can't. Yeah, it's too recent.
Yep.
But
that's
when things
like that
happened to him, I literally was like, no!
He was in that one episode of Walking Dead, the
not
game.
Then we got two other ones, Daredevil and
Agents
of
Shield. I don't know how spoilery you want to get, but I agree.
Yeah, you know more about Agents of Shield because I've actually, due to article writing, PR emails, I haven't been able to keep up. So we'll get into Daredevil after this. But I'm more interested about Agents of Shield. What's going on there?
Yes. Those are all versed in. Sure. Well, if anything Marvel, I'll preface this by saying I'm all in. Whatever they want to do, I'm taking it.
I don't think, and
I'm glad, and you can see DC's trying to do the same thing now.
Real Shield.
So with these shows now
Shield,
all encompassing their movies, everything
now,
working together, they've done
a
very good job.
A comic
with
spoiler.
Shield, again,
but
without
Strike,
being too spoilery,
there's Hammer.
There may or may not be two Shields, and you don't know which
I don't
side
think
anyone's
it's Sword
on.
Yeah, I'm not gonna talk about the Inhuman stuff because I feel like if I did that, it spoils like 7 years of stuff.
Possibly Sword. I don't think so either, but at the same time, if they're doing Inhumans, you never know.
Yeah,
they're so
think,
far out.
Honestly,
we don't know
that's
how far
gonna
they're
become
gonna drag this
new
one out.
Quote unquote mutant. And I think actually that's how Spider-Man is gonna be incorporated as he is Inhuman.
Yeah, I mean they clearly want.
I think Marvel
they clearly
would just
want this show
like,
to be setting that up.
See what we did? We made Spider-Man an Inhuman, and he's Peter Parker.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I think Ant-Man
I hope
is
they
clear
don't do
evidence
that. I really
of that.
Hope they don't do that.
I mean, they make what is honestly the
yeah
most boring comic ever. I've read the comics.
You're 100% correct. Marvel
yeah
could literally just
so
say, fuck it, we're doing whatever we want
to
do, and you'll just love it. And
but
everyone
then
will,
when
you know
I
what?
Saw the trailer,
they may be upset,
which,
but you know
way,
what? At the end of the day, I think
trailer
they will love it.
But that there might be some spoilery things in there. I don't know.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, there was like that scene where he's running up the gun. I was like, oh man, this could be good, but this could also be really bad because Edgar
yeah
Wright exited and I'm like, ooh, that's kind of a deal breaker.
You know what? Sometimes you just need to accept it for certain trailers. And I think most people may or may not know anything or even be on
yeah
board with Ant-Man.
Been working
the
since
trailer
like
might
2010
spoil
on it. Yeah. Well, I think there are PR reasons, which
and
I
he
think
exited after a really long
BS
time. It wasn't even
is,
an immediate thing. He had been working
quote unquote
hard on it.
Creative difference. And I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah.
You didn't want
he
to pay
just
for
at the end
Wright,
of the day
so
was,
you
he was gone. He couldn't do it anymore. I don't even know if they give a real reason.
Oh, well.
I mean, it's probably
we wanted
the PR
to make a super fun movie, and we wanted to make a Marvel movie. And so that's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Course.
Let's move on to Daredevil. I know I'm kind of doing things backwards,
yeah.
But...
Buzzwords.
Yeah. The Disney cast. Star Wars and...
Yes.
Yeah. I actually saw an ad not too long ago. I think it was a year ago where I was just like,
"That's fine. Hey, whatever
coming
works."
Coming to Phineas
and
Ferb,
the,
Iron Man,
the
Captain
of Marvel,
America, Thor.
Any
I was like, "Oh, why?"
That's right.
No,
Disney. I don't even get me started on Disney
or
what they're doing.
It popped up in my newsfeed, and I was
scooping
like,
everything.
"Oh God, Marvel, why?" And the whole storyline, and I promise this is the last. Well, besides Daredevil, I'll talk about. The whole storyline for that was Iron Man suit.
I did not know this, and I don't think I wanted to.
And Phineas and Ferb had to fix it. And by the way, Phineas and Ferb, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Like they don't even have like Stewie heads. They have like triangle heads. I miss cartoons when it was like DBZ and. Codename Kids Next Door and stuff like that. When I miss that. Anyways, Daredevil.
I don't know what they are. I don't.
Even though he says, something about
fear.
I
can't get on
like,
board with that.
God damn it, Marvel. I can't remember the quote, but it was like, I don't have any fear or something like that.
The man without fear. Yeah.
This is as I would describe
it's something
Batman
like that.
Begins.
And I mean, they are definitely throwing nods out to comic fans with that. Those are few and far between in this show that you accept anything they want to throw that may be hokey because they honestly, there's not that much that's hokey about this show. You think that that would be where it would be, but this is pretty dark.
You kind of had to read up a little bit on Daredevil to understand what this is. Now, people told me his origin story
Christopher Nolan
kind of explained as you go up
through the
season,
which is the absolute right way to do it.
So have you watched all of it or? Oh, okay. Yeah,
they do.
I
do,
feel
yes.
Like the proper structure that Netflix kind of set
up
with this was
I'm a binger. I do as much as I can
because
when
I mean,
can, and I force
you
my
watch
girlfriend to watch
a day,
a few days, because
days,
this was not something I wanted to be left out
you
of.
You watch the finale, so,
yeah,
I mean, that's the
they
perfect
did it right. They did it right with
structure.
Netflix.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I've only watched the first three, where they just like, hey, motherfucker, I'm Kingpin.
Well, I started watching them on Saturday, this past Saturday when it came out. I watched
more
like
the structure. I think
I don't know.
Each three episodes,
nine episodes
is kind of an arc.
Maybe.
Because I feel like the first three was kind of the origin story of everyone working with Matt Murdock and
they
Foggy
pushed
Nelson,
him out, and I
which,
like
by
that
the way,
they did that.
Where
you
did that
it would be
come
like the
from?
Second thing you see.
He was
in the
just
show.
Amazing actor,
but
even more
waited.
So than Daredevil. Holy crap! You're kidding?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Oh my! I had no clue. Man, I love the Mighty Ducks.
That's the dude that's the kid from Mighty Ducks.
A little bit more than Daredevil, because Daredevil's like, I'm brooding, and I'm a manny ladies' man.
Yeah, and my girlfriend looked at me and she says, where have I seen him from? And I was like, I don't know, where have you seen him from? She goes, that's the kid from Mighty Ducks. I wasn't going to say anything, because she doesn't know anything, typically.
Oh, Mom, I just, like, filed
these... Yeah, and he did a fantastic job of playing Foggy.
Complaints against Kingpin? Oh, man. It's such terrible work.
Well, I mean, he's the guy you need to brood if you can't have Foggy brooding.
That trio does really well. Like I said, they don't explain a lot of it. Like, okay, who is this big corporation? But I feel like they're going to go into that. I haven't watched all of it, so.
You need the Foggy comic relief to set Daredevil and his strife, if you will.
Yeah.
They do. So that's the thing with their structure. It's the Netflix model of they know you're going to watch them as much as you can when you can.
Yeah, that's the most
pretentious. So they don't do the typical thing that network television does where they don't have to have everything hit you immediately or else you're never going to be invested. They know you're invested. You're going to watch that episode and they know 19 seconds later, whatever it is, you're watching the next one. So much so that they probably don't even need to ask you after the third episode, are you still watching this? They know you're still watching it. Yeah, they know you're still watching it. And that's to their benefit because they don't have to throw the origin story all in the first 8 minutes of the episode.
It's just like three or
a television
four
show
would.
And
I'm like,
they show you.
Dude.
And then they stop.
I don't care about your
origin
story anymore.
And then the next episode they show you a little bit more, and then they stop. And it continually grinds on.
He's like in Hong Kong
for like
now?
The first half, and then you've got it. And then they start on their final arcs, and they pay them off pretty damn
not. Oh, Defenders. Oh, my God. That's going to be...
They're still doing Origin Story on Arrow? I don't see them doing that. I don't see Marvel and Netflix wanting to have that happen, because I cannot imagine that, especially... Because this is going right into Defenders. I can't imagine they would ever do that.
I think, let's talk about Kingpin for a little bit. How do you feel about
him? If they keep it as dark as what this is, and they keep it real for the street level superhero types, the sky's the limit. Honestly, I don't know how they could fail if they keep doing what they're doing. Absolutely.
All right. I'll take your word on that because
it's difficult. Because at the end of the day, since you haven't seen the whole series, I won't do much to spoil it. But
because I've seen some spoilers where
not,
it's like, oh, he takes this girl to dinner, and I'm like, that's not Kingpin.
Where you see where it goes at the end, it makes perfect sense and it works really well. Yeah, I didn't like how they started it, but they needed to start that way to make the impact at the end work.
Right.
I know that's exactly what I kept saying to my girlfriend. Every time they did something with Kingpin in that vein, I kept saying, this is not the Kingpin I know.
Right.
I don't understand what they're doing. This is not who I think he is or should be or who he is from the comics. But because of that... Everything you start to see, and then they have his origin story halfway through the season as well. Once you start to see all that, I mean, the origin story is kind of hokey, but again, they did it in the way that they need to where it's not hokey.
Interesting.
I know it's hard to understand, but if you see it, you'll understand.
I know I won't come to this defense
often, what they're doing at the beginning,
really like
and
Michael
then stretching
Clark
everything
Duncan
out,
as Kingpin.
He becomes more prominent in the series, and by the end, There was a couple scenes in the finale where I looked over at her and I said, "This is the Kingpin I know, and this is what we need."
Yeah, rest in peace.
You know what? I don't disagree.
Yeah,
with
I
you.
It,
I did not like that casting at first.
I think he benefited a lot from his experience on
Law & Order. And we all know the situation with Michael Clark Duncan. What's obviously
because
yes, he can, and obviously like the way there, it is
you
what
first
it is.
See him, he's
but
just like so.
He did a very good job playing Kingpin.
Tension looking like so stressed, like he has the weight of the world on his shoulders. Oh, okay. And I think going into season two, if they
agreed.
Still decide to go Kingpin as a big bad, I think, now this is a pipe dream of mine, bring in Spider-Man.
Yes. And that's on purpose. It's on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Honestly, exactly. The whole time.
Read too much on
this series
Kingpin
going on.
Side
you're
of Daredevil,
seeing Kingpin be Kingpin
but
more and more.
I have
already
kind of is 50.
We all know
Spider-Man's
hitting his own movie. Daredevil and Kingpin at least need to be either mentioned or have at least a cameo, because Kingpin is just as much as a Daredevil guy as he is a Spider-Man guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he crosses over to a lot.
I think
I'm not big into Fantastic Four, but I think he goes into Fantastic Four
opinion of mine.
As well.
But
he's Spider-Man, Daredevil. Like
we should see Spider-Man first in Civil War.
If they're not going to, you know, do origin stories again with Spider-Man, which they're not, they're going to do probably the same way they do Daredevil. He needs to at least be mentioned.
Oh, they're totally lying about Spider-Man.
I don't either. And I was toying with making a YouTube video about this way back when they announced all this nonsense of his schedule in the Marvel series, but people told me not to do it, so I didn't do it. But honestly, I think they're either A, lying, or they need to figure out something better than what they've got going on. I pray they are, because here's the thing. Especially now this past couple of days, since we're going Marvel, we might as well talk about Avengers. I'm not going to talk about Avengers, but just the news that came out that they're not going to have that second.
Like the Howard the Duck scene from Guardians of the Galaxy was like.
They're going to have the one between
like,
the credits.
Oh my
god, have the one
Howard the Duck
and Joss doesn't want and all that.
Marvel
scene, you know, Marvel's on board with
the worst
that.
Thing
you know what? I think Marvel
James
needs
Gunn
to be on board with it
that was
in the media until you actually see the movie. And then, bam.
I definitely do think once reviews come out, they're probably going to say, ooh, look at this, Spider-Man isn't in it. Why isn't Spider-Man in it?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly, I completely agree. People are going to be upset no matter what happens, and it's the people who are going to be the vocal minority here. People like you and I who pay attention and talk about it on the internet are going to be one way or the other. Here's the thing: I don't think Spider-Man should be in the Avengers movie, but I think he needs to be in the Avengers movie.
Yeah,
but what I mean by that is he needs to be flying around
in
the background,
that in Civil War.
And they don't mention him whatsoever. You just have to notice him. Because if he's already in this universe and you've never mentioned him before, it's kind of ridiculous that he's just going to all of a sudden be in Civil War.
Yeah, because
he's a major part of Civil War.
I mean,
you can't deny that. He's one of the driving forces.
Could.
He's the
There's
driving
been
force.
Rumors
that's it. He's
maybe
it.
Daredevil. I just really want the.
I hope so.
And I'm all. And in regards to
you mean change that he's not the driving force?
Why the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Is
I don't think I don't see how they can't now.
With Nick Fury.
They have to. I hope, because Daredevil's part of it too.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It feels like the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is the bastard stepchild of Marvel Universe, but it shouldn't be. Like, they acknowledge it exists, and things that happen in the movies affect this and vice versa.
And I definitely think,
like, but with Agents everyone else, it just feels like it's the bastard stepchild that no one wants to talk about. But they're driving so much shit home.
I think,
and they're
getting
the runoff to that show.
I felt like they relied so much on the events of the Winter Soldier to form their first season.
Because it all is the same.
They didn't know how to write an actual season.
I kind of agree, but at the same time, I don't. Only because, I feel like that's the major complaint with the first season. Is like, everyone's like, oh my god, what's going on? This show's boring, there's nothing happening, and then, like, the final, you know, six or seven episodes is when that hit, and boom, there it is. I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do if that's what Marvel's telling you to do. But here's the thing with season two, I really think they took that and they made it, I don't want to say they made it better, but they made it more coherent in my eyes. I just feel like season two doesn't get enough credit, especially at the beginning. People continually said at the beginning of season two, oh, it started off great and then it kind of lulled and now it's starting to get good again. And I don't agree with that. I think it started great and it's either staying the same or some episodes are making it.
This is making me think of Agent Carter. But,
but again, you have to be invested. If you're not, if you're just watching it as a television show that you're going to throw on and never pay attention,
I want that.
Maybe it's not good for you. But if you're taking it in the context of everything that's already happening and going on, then you start to understand just the inner workings of what's going on. Yeah, Agent Carter was great as well. I completely forgot that he even existed until you said it. I loved Agent Carter. And that's the thing too. They did something great with that, and that's what they need to do again next season. Whether it's going to be Agent Carter or something else, with that break that every show has in the middle of the year, middle of the TV year anyway, end of the year for us, they need to have that 8-episode series to keep you invested. That will have, again, the inner workings that if you're paying attention, it's all making more sense.
I think,
and Agent Carter did a great job. I don't think it was a rating juggernaut.
Agent Carter did so well because it remembered that it's a spy.
I mean, they certainly left it all about spies.
It wasn't about,
we just don't know.
Hey, I would love to see another Agent Carter.
I wouldn't mind if it was in its own series, but I think because you started off with 8, you kind of need to keep it at 8.
Oh my gosh.
That's true. That's very true. They took the time period and they made it exactly what you would feel a post World War II 1940s? Yeah.
Let's move on to what we're playing.
And they did it very well.
So first
and again,
on the list is a bunch of PC games.
They didn't have to sit there and bullshit you through
and
five
some
of those
you,
episodes.
Some of them, I
got to everything they needed to get
through.
They hit the beats quick, and they told their story, and it was a good story. So I really hope
the
they continue doing that.
MPPD Rush. It's
okay.
It's actually really cool. You could describe it as that. Because you're on your character's on a little motorcycle, and it looks like you're looking at a CRT TV.
I know
because
one of these games. I've never played
green
it, but
and
I own
black.
It.
Like the menus are in green and black. Everything looks really 8-bit.
I don't even know what that is.
And it's also
game?
A bullet hell kind of thing. You're racing around on a motorcycle and you've only got 299 seconds to complete the game. It's kind of like 30 seconds to live or something. 30 minute hero. Yeah. It's half minute hero. That's it. It's kind of that concept, but
that's nice.
I was looking at it and I was like, I feel like I'm looking at a CRT TV. Oh yeah, it. Yeah, like the you only saw about a quarter of the screen, and it was curved. Like it looked like you were looking at a curved TV. Yeah, it's kind of hard to look at.
It's an indie game, correct?
The camera kind of zooms out.
You don't see very many big colors
doing that.
Zooms back
in when you stop. So it's a little nauseating in that fact because you're looking on a curved plane. You're trying to beat a time. You're trying to shoot people and you've only got your WASD keys to move and maybe a Q&E to omnidirectional type thing. But it doesn't have really much substance other than that. It's just, hey, drop in the game for 299 seconds and see what happens, if you can last that long. Oh, hell no. And then next one is Bad Rats, and this is actually really, really fun. Yeah, that's how I buy most of my Steam games.
Have you been able to last that long? I can barely get 38 seconds in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really? Because here's the thing. That's the one I saw on the list.
I feel like
that
it gets a
I own
rat.
Because it was like 28 cents one time.
Team dad joke. But
right, me too, and I barely ever touch them. But that's the game
is
always on
Mousetrap
sale.
Mousetrap meets Portal.
And everyone bitches and
moans
that it's
still there.
Yeah, because
you've got to place these objects.
And heard nothing about it other than,
you can stop,
oh great, Bad Rats is back on sale.
You could stop time. And it's like all side-scrolling type thing.
Lord.
So you only see one area at a time, and you move your cursor down to see what you have. And when you press play, wherever you placed it, actions take place. You can have a guy who pushes the ball, and because you're trying to hit a safe to kill the mouse, to kill the rat. And it's really difficult, actually. I was just playing the tutorial, and I'm like, holy fuck, how do I do this? I am marketing. Yeah, but it's really interesting. You can pretty much drop in, drop out of the game because you can play a level and save it and you're done. Same thing
as
MPD.
I've had no interest in this game until this
Rush. Man, that's a mouthful.
I've had no interest until this point.
Yeah, it's just really interesting. And I'm not big into puzzle games either, so that comes with high remarks for me.
The mark good game.
I'm not even into Portal. I don't like that game because it makes me nauseous. Because you're whipping around, and I'm like,
well, that
also,
is actually
I can't
good to hear. It's always people who aren't into puzzle games when they tell you the puzzle game that they're playing is good.
This?
You know, you should probably take a look at it.
I play both, actually. I play Portal and Portal 2. I've just haven't touched it for the past. Well, actually, Portal, I've played quite a bit of.
Oh, yeah,
I've
I can definitely see that.
Pretty much finished it. At least that's what I think. I've played like 12 or something levels. and I think it's like only 2
I'm
hours
that you
if you
Portal
know
2?
What you're doing.
Okay.
I I actually feel like Portal 2 is actually the harder game and the worst game.
Yeah, Portal 1 can be beaten pretty quick because obviously it was the experimental game for
most of
Orange
the
Box.
Puzzles
but
and
with Portal 2,
this
they
may
definitely
be attributed
expanded it. And
to
if you got motion
my
sickness
ADHD,
with 1,
just instant
there
gratification.
There are some later levels in 2 that'll get you there as well.
But I'm just so frustrated. I'm like, fuck it, I'm done. Fuck it.
Portal 2 definitely is harder, but worse in what way, though?
Yeah.
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, Wheatley.
I get that way sometimes, too. But with Portal 2, because they introduce gels later on in the game, those frustrated the shit out of me, and they made me want to quit so often.
One of the games
I'm so glad I didn't, because the story
trilogy,
is pretty funny.
Doesn't need it.
And with Wheatley, I believe that's his name.
Yeah.
He made you want to keep
E3,
going.
Maybe.
And I'm so glad I did.
Nah.
Because I love Stephen Merchant.
I'm going to back off of that.
And that was the perfect casting. And the perfect thing for that game.
Oh, God. Yeah, we'll probably do them maybe next week or something like that. Because
yeah, I don't think it does either.
8 weeks away.
But we know it's coming.
And I've actually even got a doc here, as I'm looking at my Google Doc, where it's just, pipe dreams and
could be left
maybe
for,
the
could
last
be left for
Guardian.
But, well, I'm sure there'll be time for E3 predictions
really
coming up.
Yeah, have to. It's, what, been 10 years? No, not 10 years.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have to.
Yeah, I feel like, basically, if you don't show Last Guardian,
it's been almost 10 years, I think. But either way,
I mean, I love Shadow
not to get too
E3
heavy,
Eco,
but either way,
I
this
have
is the
in my
we,
living room.
We say it every year.
On
they have to
PS3?
Show it. They have to show it. This literally is the year they have to show it.
If Team
otherwise,
Eco
they fucked up
is just
beyond
like, hey, we've been working on this a long time. It could go either way. Honestly, last year's E3 Sony press conference, right? Where they just released Entwined. If they do that, that would be the way to do it. They need, I'm sorry, but that's the only way I could see that game coming out. Yeah, or at least be.
Yes.
Yeah. And
they literally
I
just at least need
Bethesda,
to mention that it exists.
There goes my voice.
At least. I don't. They time. Cannot.
But
especially what happened the past couple months.
Kind of
with it
gonna steal
losing copyright and all this other nonsense. They have to acknowledge it. They have to. You cannot keep quiet.
I wonder what that could be. I actually think it's not going to be so focused on the game we all want. I think it's going to be more like an actual press conference.
Well, if the one game we all expect to be announced
like
gets announced, they might as well scrap the rest of E3. Yeah, well, I don't know. I've never heard of this game before. I hope it happens.
Yeah, I've got like Dishonored 2 in there, Dishonored Remastered, because let's face it, that's the one game that does actually need
long?
A remaster.
Yeah,
because
next week or one of the weeks coming up, I'll explain what I expect to happen in this show, and this will be
because
the perfect,
I played it on,
you know, the perfect show for me.
I don't know,
but
how
I've got very specific
times.
Ideas on
like
how
I
that show needs
to go. I started it up and I was like, it's on my Xbox 360. I don't want to turn that on. Even
I agree. I played 5 minutes of the first one, and I never touched it again, and I probably would want to play it on this new platform.
And I'm actually a bit of a hypocrite on that front, because Deus Ex Human Revolution is on here. Yeah.
I know people like that.
And I'm probably going to buy that again.
I play my 360 often, but
that's in my future.
I don't know. I started it, and I just never went back. I played, you know, enough to get the first achievement, and then I stopped.
Yeah, I definitely think. By the way, I don't think they need to mention ESO.
Well, I mean, there. Best way to play
just to
it,
wrap
is it
up
not?
The Bethesda talk. I think the less you talk about Elder Scrolls Online, the better.
Yeah, I've never been into the Deus Ex series. I don't know too much about it.
Yeah, I even put in a slot where it's like, if they talk about ESO, take a motherfucking shot. Just die now because you've seen it all.
I completely agree, but I feel like that's what they're going to spend a lot of the time on.
I've also been playing, like I said, Battlefront 2. I just kind of been playing it every night. I am really sad that they don't have local multiplayer.
Yep. I agree.
Yeah, because... Oh, so you know that I was trying to play Battlefront 2 with my little stepbrother. And he had a PC, and I was like, and I even hooked it up to the TV. I hooked it up on that
47-inch screen. Yeah, I listened to your show last week, and I heard all that, and that's
and
that
I wanted to play. I was like okay,
it
let's
really
play
does.
Battlefront 2 because you're playing Civ 5, which I have not played. I know PC Master Race.
Yeah.
You need to play that game. Adjust classes. Xbone, Indie Station 4. I don't agree with those sentiments, by the way. PlayStation is more than an Indie Station. But anyways, I just want to play a local multiplayer with them, and
adjust
I open up the
here.
Game, and I type in my player name, so it knows, hey, Yada, Bladed Tech killed Unit 753. So it shows up in the campaign. So I boot it up, and I'm just like, really? I know you said you took online multiplayer off, but I remember local multiplayer was a thing. There were LAN parties. And now it's just like, I feel like I've got half a game. Neither do I. Yeah. I feel like they need to be a little bit more understanding on that side.
They
maybe
were.
Pipe Dream here. Have EA reinstall that server.
I don't think they expected people to want to play it anymore. Which I don't understand how they feel that way. People bought the game. I mean, let them play it.
And I actually, this makes me think, Battlefront Remastered? Maybe?
Exactly, and honestly,
yeah,
if...
this Friday, where they're going to be showing off
Battlefront. I think it could go either way with the new one.
Yep.
If it does well, and people ask, they might do it. But if it does well, people ask, they may not, because it's doing well.
I do think they're going to do that.
Well, isn't there a Star Wars event in the next couple days? Yeah, 17th, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They have that event. Why not announce that there?
Do you think they're going to do that?
And, I mean, I'm a big fan of remasters.
Right.
I'm all for it. So, even though I may never play it, throw it in there. Put it on the Barbie, man. Let anyone who wants it enjoy it.
I think they're going to show a lot of Battlefront stuff.
They have to. I think they have to.
Yeah. Jesus, so weird hearing my own voice.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of my
Michael's
own voice, so
away.
It's going to be weird. Woo. For me, too.
So let's
plus one stat to podcast hosting.
Okay.
I
do play it, yes. Sparingly, but I do play it because I'm one of the type of people who
So what platform are you playing
who dabbles into everything
And unfortunately, that means if you're dabbling in one thing, you're not dabbling in another.
We should play heists.
Right.
But I do love it a lot. And I play for Xbox One. I'm not getting the PC one. My laptop
could probably
handle it, but not the way it wants to be handled. So
I don't know if you remember this, but
I'm not getting on that. But I put a little bit into the online. I played a single player.
I snagged GTA 5 with like a million in cash. Maybe
a third or half the way through the single player. And yeah. It's great. The Grand Theft Auto everyone wants.
I can't remember exactly what it was called, but it was like GTA 5 and some cash.
Plus one.
I think I got. Yeah. But I bought it like for $45 bucks. I bought GTA 5 for the second time, and I'm probably gonna buy it for a third time on PC.
Xbox One. My console of choice. I've tried heists, but every time I play it, I play with my cousin, and we get the shittiest people.
Mm-hmm. Cruise.
Yeah.
Yo, yeah, Cruise.
Oh, you did?
I'm just on the Kind of Funny crew, which, by the way, full disclosure. I admin for Kind of Funny fan.
Shark,
I don't think,
so was,
think
was
it's called
call
fan page
point?
Anymore. I think it's just called Kind of Funny. Yeah, we figured that out. Like, oh, Facebook did a good thing. That's new. But
yep, I got it for 360.
I admin
barely
over
touched
there,
it,
and we have a Kind of
Funny. One of those
funny
games
crew,
that I love playing, but I just never touched
in
it.
GTA 5
and
online
then, with Xbox
or
One.
GTA
I knew
online,
it was coming out, so I said,
use.
"This is it. We're all in on this one."
On all consoles.
Don't fool around anymore. So
it
yeah, I mean, I don't know if you've got a what do they call them? Crews? Is that what it's called? Where you join up with everybody? Is that, I can't recall. I mean, I have one. I don't know if you've got one.
Mm-hmm. The, PlayStation Nation, as it were. And it's actually really funny, because it's kind of funny. Jesus. What are my puns today?
I think it's changed over just kind of funny.
I actually am not this punny all the time. But I actually started playing GTA Online on PS3. Yeah, and going back to our earlier conversation earlier in the podcast, where we were talking
that's
about
what
Telltale's
I gather
cross save,
from a lot of things. That, a lot of things are empty. Nice. I always thought, honestly, that
whatever Rockstar is
because
going,
it's from kind of funny.
It.
Most people will be playing on PS4.
Because
even bother
you can transfer
attention.
From PS3 to PS4, PS3 to Xbox One,
yeah.
Xbox 360 to PS4. Anyway, the only detriment to that, though, is you don't
there's nothing wrong with
have
a good pun.
Progress among all
don't
of the
apologize.
Platforms if you want to play on more than one platform.
Really? Yep. Exactly. 100%.
Jesus. I'm gonna shut my phone off. It's buzzing at me. Unprofessional, I know. But yeah. I like that you can import your save. I just don't like that. Got a
correct.
Skype notification.
That's what my cousin just did. He got it on 360.
From. What the fuck? I'm getting
ported over, or whatever you want to call
town.
It.
Anyways,
to Xbox One. And now he just bought the PC
I really
version.
I could like
and now
go
he took his Xbox
on
One save, online
so
save, and put it on PC.
More,
so basically, when he's
going to
play with me. He's stuck with his Xbox One. It's not
because
he's that, already level 60 on his PC
because
now.
Because I've got like seven
so
or so
he's
gonna games
stay level 51
on my backlog
we,
there.
We go up on
I
Xbox
just,
One.
I mean, I'll probably finish them when I take it over to like a new apartment. Whenever that happens. Yeah, and what's funny is like people think I'm this Xbox guy. that I'm just, oh, Xbox, Xbox, Xbox. But really, I'm not. It's just I don't have the time to play all three. Oh, actually, all four, because PC. So I don't have time to play Xbox 360 games, even though I did make some time for it this week, this which we'll talk about soon. I don't have time to play Xbox, well, I have time to play Xbox One games. I don't have time to go back and play Doki Doki Universe, which, by the way,
I have so many games in my backlog, I don't even want to, it's so embarrassing, I don't even want to say it.
I don't think it is, because it's more personality-based, and yes, you can go out and complete all the planets or whatever, but I don't think I see an end to that game. I think that's more of an online MMO type
thing.
It's
difficult.
Because you can visit your other friends' planets.
Yep.
Yeah, and I was actually trying to review it. Sorry, people. And I was just like, I can't finish this. So I just, it slipped out of my mind, and then things like Pool FX Nation came out. Child of Light came out for Xbox One. Well, not came out, but re-released.
It's not something you can finish?
Free, as I say in my article. It's free to me, damn it! But, yeah, I don't have time to play them all, or else I would own them all. Because there are some really great Wii U games that I want to play.
Oh, yeah, that makes
but
sense.
I don't have time or the money to play them. Oh, yeah. I was actually going with gotta catch them all, gotta catch them all. Sorry, Nintendo, we did not mean to infringe on your copyright. Please don't think it's
free.
Monitoring again.
It's free to me, damn it.
Ollie Ollie is the Dark Souls of skateboarding games. The sequel, or...
I've got neither time nor money, but I own them all anyway. That's the problem I have in my life. I have to have
them
all.
That's Ollie Ollie, too.
You can blame Pokemon for that. That's Nintendo.
Yeah, I almost broke my controller going to a new area. Because I'm like, fuck, I can't five-star this.
What have you done? The very little I've played of it, because it was free for PlayStation Plus. 100% correct.
Because I'm playing this on Xbox One.
Well, actually, that's true. Which one was free on PlayStation Plus? Because that's the one I played. Are they? Whichever one that just came out in the past month or two, that's the one I played.
Right. I feel like the achievements on that game
makes me want to jump out a window.
Steam achievements or whatever you want to call it. Their achievements, is more like,
I don't even know
so many tricks.
There are people, good for them.
Handy flipper. I don't even know if they're in the game.
Can you get a platinum in that game?
But like, do these outrageous flips or do this one trick. It's not like,
good for them, and let them definitely trumpet that. Because
that's what makes it the game. Skateboarding. Yeah, because you've got to press A or X in this case, X in your case, and it's just like, I don't want to press A to land. I don't. Especially when a game is all about timing. Oh, and by the way, the port from PC to Xbox One, holy fuck, is it terrible?
But don't you have to land the
performance? bogs you down, and since the game's all about timing...
That's what I mean. Like, I couldn't land shit in that game.
And
so, if you've got to do so many of these tricks...
The tricks the way I want to land them...
It's game over for me.
I feel like I'm always doing the wrong thing. Yeah, so I've kind of been laying off of it, but... when it works, it's good. It's kind of like the Master Chief Collection. When it works, it's awesome. But when it doesn't, well, it's just fucking useless. Yeah.
Really?
All right, so that's pretty much it for Ollie Ollie. Not to steal pretty much its thunder.
Not good.
Do you listen to them, by the way? Yeah, they're pretty funny. They're kind of funny. That was a little forced. The next one is Deus Ex Human Revolution.
Yeah, I can definitely see that happening.
Have you played this? I didn't catch it earlier.
I wouldn't call it a steampunk game. I don't, but I know they exist.
I never asked for this.
No, I did not. I know. I don't know too much about it. I know they exist. I know people love them. But steampunky type things like that just aren't my thing.
But Deus Ex Human Revolution, yeah, it's got some of that Terminator vibe because you've got
I wouldn't either, but that's what people like to refer it as. And
the story?
Like the,
yeah,
see, I don't know how else, how else to describe it, so you'll be better suited to do it. But,
hey,
you know,
you almost died, now you're a robot.
Terminator,
very,
futuristic.
Mass Effect 2-ish.
You know, everyone's a machine type of situation. Which I love in Terminator, like, but for some reason this just doesn't do it for me.
And it just so happens that the organization, not too spoilery here, the organization that infiltrated
Seraph
Industries, which, by the way, big player in Deus Ex, they're also the people who captured this one girl who is his ex. Coincidentally, there's a lot of coincidences in this game. There's a lot. Like, you go to a police station and you're like, hey, what's up, guy? And he's just some random guy, and he's like, you have a history with him. How the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
But I am really excited for Mankind Divided. This is actually why I started playing it. I actually hit a road bump. I think that's how you say it? A bump in the road. When you can't play that game stealthy at a point. They say that, but there are certain areas where it's like, where people can see you if you make the slightest move, so you gotta be really, really fucking sneaky. And I've got this mod on my combat rifle, which, by the way, they don't have names for anything, they just say, combat rifle, stun gun, peps. Actually, that's the only one with the name. I think that's the only one with the name. But it's like, peps, armor piercing rounds. But yeah, I've just been playing this, and while they say, yeah, you can go stealthy, that's actually what I'm trying to do.
Really? I thought you'd play the whole game with stealth.
It's just,
it's one of those.
They don't really lend themselves to big stealth sections.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you kind of have to, like, you have a stun gun, so if you get really close to a guy and he's found you out, you can stun him and he goes to sleep like a hitman, like with a trank dart. Oh, and yes, there are trank darts, if you ask. Which, by the way, are totally ineffective. Like, there's these dudes with armor, and you shoot them in the armor, and you have to shoot them twice before they go down. It's horse tranquilizer for God's sake.
You feel like the game's telling you can do it, but they don't want you to actually do it.
Well, it's only like their arms and legs. So maybe they're robots, but there's very clearly a human under that. Like, at least I know they have a human face. I don't know about under the suit because I've got so much armor on. But
well, of course,
I hope Mankind Divided learns from Human Revolution's mistakes.
Well, I mean, aren't these guys machines?
It's acting as if the ending doesn't exist. The little spoilers here, because I have to. They spoiled it with their fucking synopsis.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, it takes place after the destruction of Pangaea, 2 years after the destruction of Pangaea, which is like this continent, I guess. I haven't gotten there yet. But like,
well, let me ask
all
you
these
this,
world
in
leaders
regards
created
to that,
a nation.
I don't know.
Floating city in
wasn't
the sky.
Wasn't it said that
thing.
That's not taking
and
you, Human Revolution?
I'm guessing
story
the ending
further,
we're going with
like
is you blow it up
it
and the Illuminati.
Exist.
Yes, Illuminati.
Oh, the ending doesn't exist. Okay.
Ain't no pyramid scheme. Actually, it is. It is actually pretty much 100% a pyramid scheme.
And that's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard they spoiled it and then they said it doesn't exist.
I hope they kind of fix the political aspects of it, because it is very political. I like the politicalness, but I jumped going back into it cold. I was like, oh my god, you're so heavy-handed with this shit. Square Enix.
Just like in life,
oh,
they're
you're
involved
right.
with
I think
everything.
It's Eidos Interactive. I think it's Europe. I think Ubisoft's Canada. Ubisoft.
I think they feel like that probably works for them then.
I do want it. I really love Deus Ex, and let's talk about that, well, actually, let's check my notes really quick so I'm not spoiling anything.
I think it's...
Okay, yeah.
Which company makes this game?
It's not this week, but last week,
well,
I was talking
about
Mankind
Divided. Do they actually make it, or they just
publish it? And fuck that Twitch stream. Fuck it.
Okay. And Eidos is where? Europe, right?
I tuned in every now and again, and I was like...
Okay.
Yes, this you Ubisoft is to Canada, promote a Deus Ex game?
I feel like...
Really?
I feel like maybe they think this is what the West
yeah,
wants.
Yeah, it's 3 days. 24-hour stream. Yeah. Yeah, 80% of the stuff I was watching, it was just like some dude in a room. Just laying down, and I'm like, okay, if you're gonna...
You weren't on board with that?
Let me tell you, this is an open letter to Square Enix right here. If you're gonna reveal a game, make sure it fucking relates to the game. Like, the only mention whatsoever...
Wasn't it? It was 3 days,
and
right?
He's not even in the trailer for Mankind Divided. He's not even in the fucking trailer!
I didn't watch it, obviously, but I was listening
okay.
to people talk about
Square
it, and people called Deus Ex way before it even started, but it was a dude just laying
if you're
down, correct?
Have an ARG, an alternate reality game, because that's what it was. You could, like, type in little commands, like switch camera. And, yeah, I didn't really catch on to that until, like, 2 days in, but it happened. And... fuck you, Square Enix. Fuck you. And I'm already in bad water with them. I posted an article, like, their holiday schedule is a fucking mess. Because they've got Just Cause 3 and Rise of the Tomb Raider happening in the fucking same quarter. Huh. Yeah, they even tweeted at me like, you're neglecting development time. Fuck you! Fuck you! Yeah. Yeah, so going back to the rant, if you're going to reveal a Deus Ex game, do it the way, I don't know if you follow them on Facebook or Twitter, but
well, I don't think Tomb Raider is coming
like,
out then,
sending out
to
links
be honest
to
you, but honestly, who isn't?
Like,
who doesn't have Square Enix on their shit list?
This dude got a robotic leg.
Their company has themselves on their shit list.
That, or what Halo 5 Guardians is doing. Have an audio podcast, like we're doing right now. where it's just some dude that's
you're
going
neglecting
to
everything
be
we
in
wanted from you, Square.
That game.
I don't even like to call Square Enix because I feel like Enix is the one that fucked them up.
At least show them in the
pretty
fucking
clear
trailer. You fucking dope. Oh, God. It's going to be like Camille Nanjiani in Telltale's Walking Dead Season 2. You're just going to show up. It's like, who the fuck is... Oh. Or when a developer puts themselves in the game. Like, I was reading a Batman Arkham Knight comic. And it was like Hill Street or Sefton Hill Street. And I was like, you fucking... I love you, Rocksteady, but don't fucking do that to
Wait
Batman.
A minute. Maybe this guy is going to show up towards the end of the game. And you bust through that door.
Yeah, no one's talking about it. No one's talking about Sefton Hill put himself on a comic.
You watch, that room is going to be very important to the end game.
Yeah, I noticed. But it's just, do ARGs right. Just do them right. And whatever that means to you, we'll talk about it later, but Guitar Hero Live, that was the best ARG. Well, not ARG, but
you know
tease.
What? I think they feel like you're the only the fans
we
who
didn't
are getting
necessarily
this
know what it was.
The only ones
but
who
come
are going to notice.
Fucking Guitar Hero.
The hardcore fans are the only ones who are going to notice, and they don't
sorry
care.
Sorry for the liberality with the cuss words, but Square Enix, you pissed me off.
Yep, no one cares. I feel like they put it in there because they don't think anyone's going to notice.
Yeah, but Guitar Hero Live, that was just the best teaser I think I've seen in years. Because it was, well, we'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it on the headlines, which, by the way, we're hour and 30 minutes in, and we're not even talking about headlines. No, it's, you are actually, I don't think I'm going to edit a lot of this shit, because,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, we ramble, but it's a good ramble. We're passionate about our games.
Believe
so
me, you're not the only one.
If it's 3
guaranteed
hours, fuck it. It's 3 hours. I mean, yeah. Like a giant podcast.
I don't even know what happened.
I couldn't listen to them because it's like 3 hours. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Because there's like 20-minute podcasts, which, by the way, I was a 30-minute podcast there for a while. And
I told you, man, I ramble. I'm sorry.
I mean, when you have somebody else coming in, you need to make sure, hey, this is their opinion. Let's make sure you got it. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, you can't be like, I played MPPG Rush and it was great. It was CRT TV. Cool.
Agreed.
Because that's a majority with
4 hours
what
sometimes
I did with a 30-minute cast. And I don't want to do that fucking shit anymore. So let's move on. We've been talking about Deus Ex for, holy shit, 10 minutes. That's more time than it'll ever need. Game of Thrones. Now, I know we talked about Game of Thrones earlier, but they offered Game of Thrones Episode 1 on iOS and Android for free this week.
You can't have three sentences and then be done.
If you haven't grabbed it, grab it. Go to IGN for the iOS version. You should be able to just open the app yeah. or go on IGN.com and just download it. It gives you a code. And yes, I have fact checked that. And then for Android, I think you got to hurry on this one, but Amazon App Store is doing that. Yeah, actually, it's sadly a lot better than Google Play. Now, do you play games on iOS or do you play on Android? Yeah, it should be, yeah. I actually have an iPad mini because that's kind of the perfect size for me. And by the way, first gen, iPad mini, I've talked about it before on the show. I barely use it now that I've had, that I have a phone that actually works.
The Amazon App Store likes to throw in a lot of things.
My phone is faster than my computer. That's wild.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear.
Yeah, it's got like 2.4 gigahertz.
An iPad.
I don't even know how.
Which I'm actually looking it up.
I'm
right
a tech
now.
Nerd, and I don't even know how. snuck it in like a Sam Fisher in Splinter Cell. It was just a tip. But anyways, yeah, it's free on Android. Just thought I'd mention that. Performance, holy fuck. It takes a hit. It really takes a hit. It looks, it's basically the Xbox 360 version of the game.
Fucking parts.
Because it looks like crap. It might just be my device, that I don't have an iPad Mini 3 or whatever.
They snuck it in. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. It's just not scalable anymore. And for the non-tech nerds out there, scalable means
that
when,
I'm not shocked with.
Basically porting, from the Telltale tool, as it were, is basically an engine you can publish on multiple devices at once. And by the way, Telltale's schedule on that, ugh, I hate it. Because
maybe, but at the same time, you're not the only person I've heard say that they're garbage.
On Tuesday. And I
envy
people like you who are
maybe,
like, oh, I can buy it on my PS4.
I think it's their
engine. And I have to deal with it. But I'm like, I gotta wait till Wednesday? Why?
It's not. It really is not.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I also wish there was some preloading on that. Because on Xbox, no shade thrown to PSN here, you can download the next day's content, like, say, Mortal Kombat X, which we'll talk about next.
Yep.
By the way, super excited.
Oh, no,
to
I was just saying,
that.
I don't understand why they're
just
restricted to that. I don't know if
year.
It's something someone's telling them they have to do. I don't know, but it's such a shitty schedule.
I know I was going somewhere with this. Ah, yes. You can download it the night before, but PSN, you gotta wait till updates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they. I know you said you didn't want to throw any shade their way, but guess what? They deserve it because it's 2015.
Talking about that,
may have been good in 2006,
and I remember
but even Microsoft
just
didn't have that shit back in 2006. I don't understand what their need is, and I know they give the reasons why, but I don't think those reasons until, are like, feasible to have.
Noon, just checking it, and it's like, oh, it won't
they
live
need to get better
at 6 p.m.
I'm like, if people 6 want to bash Microsoft for everything they've done,
my games
they've done,
at 6 p.m.?
You can't bash their online
I want to play
system.
My games.
You should not have to wait till
whatever time.
Undisclosed time, p.m., Tuesdays. For an update to come through your store. It should be an ongoing thing. It should update the second you want to put that live.
I don't know if you know much about Steam preloading, but GTA 5 on PC was available, like, I think 24 hours before it was even technically out. And you could preload it, like, months and months and months before. Yeah.
Yeah, if I'm up at 5 a.m., I want to be able to play this game.
350,000 for a pre-order bonus, which I find it so funny that people in the Reddit PC Master Race group are just like, don't pre-order games, don't pre-order games. Hey, I pre-ordered GTA 5.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
All right, so let's move on to the most exciting
pre-loaded
release
it,
of this week, besides
last
GTA
month.
5 on PC. Mortal
so
Kombat.
He was sitting there bragging to me while playing on Xbox One that, you know, once it drops, I'm going to already be playing it. And I'm I kept saying, listen, man, it's not going to be as easy as you think.
Like,
and apparently it was pretty easy as he thinks. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I love the people that do that.
Yeah, and I feel that's very much what this is. Injustice Mortal Kombat style.
I have played it. I haven't played a lot of it, but I have played it. My initial impressions from the few matches I've gotten to play are, this is the game that if you weren't a Mortal Kombat fan, fighting game-wise, I should say, you
Mortal
can't
Kombat
complain
XXX.
Now. Because they've refined it very well. If you're a fan of Injustice, take Injustice and basically throw Mortal Kombat skin on it.
Yeah, I much rather... let's talk about the title for a
And
minute.
I think they did that
I'd much rather have
in
X
the
than
reverse.
Mortal
I feel
Kombat.
Like...
1-0.
They did Injustice knowing this is what they needed to do to make, I don't know if I'm going to explain this correctly. They did Injustice because obviously WB wanted it to be done, but they said, all right, here's the jumping off point that we know Mortal Kombat 10 is going to be. And I can't call it X. That just sounds so stupid. I'm sorry. This, oh Lord, this is not 2003 here. So this is what Mortal Kombat 10 is going to be. Let's start this now. So we'll be, we won't have issues in a couple years when this drops. Yeah.
I just thought of the worst title.
I don't
Mortal
disagree.
Mortal Kombat X, the next generation.
At the same time, I kind of just wish they had a subtitle instead.
And I'm not even, like, trying to
I don't
compare
mind
it to Star Trek, but really, that's
games,
what it is.
I really don't. I kind of like them. But with Mortal Kombat, a series that's been out for over 2 decades, I feel like now, let's just throw subtitles out. Mortal Kombat, yeah, there you go.
Don't.
Halo 5, Guardians, if you want to put Mortal Kombat 10 or X, have a
three
subtitle.
Issues?
I just feel like having
and it
that.
It just fucking sucks.
I just feel like I'd rather have a subtitle, but, you know, whatever. It's not hindering my love of the game.
Yes, it does.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
it completely
plug
is.
Here,
and
but,
I forgot.
Mortal Kombat.
I knew about the comic series.
PSA, rather.
I completely forgot
Mortal
about
Kombat
it
X
in,
is kind of,
in a way where I knew it existed, but I just kept forgetting to ever
split
read
up.
It.
There's issues, and then there's volumes. same way Batman Arkham Knight is doing it. They released three issues.
Gotta read it though, man. I love Mortal Kombat so much. It's the prequel to the game though, is it not? Does it basically tie in 9 to 10? So then I have to read it. I have to. As bad as it may be. And they're on sale right now for 99 cents each.
Yeah, I feel...
On Comixology, I think. Or no.
I buy the Batman Arkham Knight individual issues on Google Play Books. Yes, I know that's not the optimal way to read them, because it looks like... Let me just talk about Google Play Books and comic books for a minute. It fucking sucks, because there will be times where I have to keep it zoomed out just so I can see both pages. Yeah.
Okay, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I was looking at it yesterday.
Sucks.
And it confused the shit out of me.
Pre-order.
Because the volume
I could
costs way more than it would if you just bought the individual
issue. I'm sure I have comics on there. I haven't used it in, oh my God, I don't know how long. I think maybe 2 years. Yeah. I could read. And Kindle, I had some promotional credit there, so I spent some money on a Batman comic. And you have to hold it sideways. Yeah.
Ooh,
and
really?
And it shows, just when you're holding it sideways, it doesn't show the full page. It shows it in a weird, as if you're viewing it in portrait. Yeah, and I'm like, I literally sent out a tweet to Amazon, and I was like, what are you doing? What are you doing with this landscape?
It's definitely changed.
Yeah, they didn't. Amazon cares about me as a customer, but then doesn't care about me. Kindle doesn't. Holy shit, they don't. I really want to play Mortal Kombat X. I really do. It's just
issue of money, no, thank you.
Really, when it comes down to it. Oh, damn. Yeah.
I'm sure they never
applied
back.
I'm kind of getting a deal with my mom. by the way, I'm a kid. Any Batman
game
that
certain
comes
sections
out,
of Amazon cares about your,
she automatically
your patronage.
I'm getting Arkham.
No. Kindle doesn't need to care.
Every time a Batman game, even Arkham Origins, which does not exist, I have it on 360. And I haven't touched it since I finished it.
Well, I got super lucky because money is definitely an issue.
I love Detroit Baker as the Joker.
My mother and my girlfriend bought it for my birthday. So
I just wanted a Black Mask game. I did not want a Joker.
Believe me, I'm so lucky. And I'm for it.
Oh. In regards to that, just a little side tangent here. I think Remaster is in there. Remaster.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, I was actually planning on going to E3 this year, but things just didn't work out.
I have it too. I've never touched it.
And me and my mom were talking this morning. I got a Bethesda email saying, hey, come to our E3 press conference. And I was like, I can't. Personally,
I haven't played it only because I haven't beaten Arkham City yet.
I can't go.
I plan on it.
Yeah, and I was like... Because, and my mom was even considering it for a little bit, but then it's Hollywood, and it would be me by myself.
Agreed, and that's kind of why I stopped playing it.
And I know how Hollywood is already.
I've
been there when
I
was 10 at Disneyland. Oh my God. They're raping everybody out here.
Oh, that sucks.
You gotta come and defend. They're looking for you. They're gonna find you. No. But on a more serious note, I wanted to go to E3 this year, but if I didn't sign up by the 28th, I wouldn't have a free press pass, and I would have to pay $2,000. All expenses. Yeah, I think they need to kind of step up their game in that regard. Because I don't know about you, but I've been working in the industry for about a year, since last August. And in the past month, I've gotten more PR emails than I know what to do with. Yeah, I actually got a Capcom PR email today with a full press release, and I was like, oh my god, I've made it. Yeah, Capcom, Square Enix.
Yeah, it's...
It's they've really got this ridiculous thing. I'm going to let you guys, listeners, in on a special secret. Yep. I promise we haven't forgot about you. There's this thing called Press Extra. And it's like a network where you register for a press pass, so to speak, like a virtual press pass. And you log into it and you can find press assets and whatnot.
Really?
And Ubisoft uses it, even though they're not so good at getting back to me on that. I do know some things that are at E3. Can't talk about them yet. Embargo stuff. But I've got some really cool stuff coming up for E3. Holy shit. I got some really cool stuff. I think the listeners, the readers, whatnot, are going to love. I got some stuff with Xbox. And other things I can't announce because actually I was contacted Konami and I'm not going to throw shade on them. I contacted their PR company, Voltage PR. And hope I'm not spilling too many beans. But they basically told me you got to wait till after E3 to get an interview of any sort. And I just said, a representative. I didn't even say Kojima himself. By the way, I'd love to get Kojima there.
Nice.
I'd love to get Kojima as a third chair here. But I, especially in light of what's been happening over at Konami, yeah. Who knows, he might not even work at Konami anymore. You know, knowing Kojima, I wouldn't doubt it. The whole Moby Dick Studios thing.
They're busy.
Oh man, I remember that. That brings me back. Anyways, let's move on. Resident Evil Revelations 2? So, this is an episodic game for those who aren't familiar. it's got...
Oh, that may be difficult.
I don't think that's even in dispute. That was just a poor choice.
Yeah.
All right.
Imagine if he doesn't even exist.
There's four episodes.
We all thought
he
was somebody. Exactly. That's my point. I mean, imagine if he's not even real. Yep.
Yeah, there's like a raid mode, like online. Okay.
Yes.
Maybe when it comes
which
to Vita.
Say
oh,
was
did
a
I
poor
spoil
choice,
something?
But
yes, I did.
More on that event.
Maybe.
Well, I'll get into that in a minute.
Yeah, I couldn't, in good conscience, buy this.
There are four story episodes and then two
I'm
bonus
just
like,
now
side
getting into the series
episodes based off
that
of
kind of entryway. Which, by the way, if you're going to remaster Resident Evil 1, just remaster the whole thing up until 4.
Who
knows?
Maybe,
Capcom is listed on E3.
Maybe one day it'll be online. They announced it's supposed to be at the end of last month. It still is yet to be online. Maybe.
What's Zero? I'm not familiar.
Mm-hmm. Well, who knows? Maybe they will. Yep. And to be honest, with how well the remake did sales wise, you have to put Zero in there next. Zero right. is basically, Zero was originally supposed to come out on Nintendo 64, way, way back. And then that just did not work out. So they then did the remake on GameCube, which we all love and you are now getting into now. But Zero was the prequel to the first game. Basically, the team you don't see, well, part of the team you don't see in the first game was in a different mansion doing the same type of shit. It's got the same graphics engine, same everything, but it's got co-op without co-op.
Yeah, I don't think that's the right time.
You honestly control both people?
I think TGS is more their
It's basically Revelations 2.
Do you remember last TGS?
But for GameCube. And you can
Capcom
they literally took Zero's engine and kind of made it for Resident Evil Revelations 2. They just added that you could actually play couch co-op.
I might be remembering a different TGS, but I'm pretty sure they announced a Mega Man game there.
You know, it's
let me
I really like it. That's the bastard child of Resident Evil, but I think it gets a lot more hate than it deserves because it's actually a really good game. But it's on the same exact engine.
It might have been 2013.
So if you did it to Resident Evil
before they cast,
it's gonna be easy to do it to Zero. So I'm looking for that to be announced at E3.
Okay, I got a Destructoid article here, so let's see. Come on. Yes,
I don't.
I'm not, yeah, they announced. There wasn't Deep
Down.
What
did they announce?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Capcom has Deep Down. Yes, they had Monster Hunter 4G, which is Monster Hunter 4
that.
Ultimate, which we'll talk
was
about
that,
later.
Was that in 2013
Biohazard
or 14?
Revelations 2, which is Resident Evil Revelations 2.
And then they canceled
version.
It.
Saiban? I think it's a Dragon Ball Z game, but I don't know. It's probably Dragon Ball Z. No, it's like some... It's anime. I don't know.
No.
I haven't known anime since... God knows when. Since Dragon Ball Z, or Attack on Titan. Yeah. Hopefully, news isn't breaking right now. Let's talk about Resident Evil Revelations 2, bringing it back around.
I have a clue. I know nothing about anime at all.
Some shade being thrown over here. Hole.
Okay. So yeah, basically it's... We're talking about the episodic format, and clearly they were influenced by Telltale. I mean, there's nothing they can say to me that'll tell me different. But here's the thing with that. It sounds so shitty that they were doing that, and before it came out, I don't know about you, but I was not happy with that. I'm sure many other people weren't either.
Telltale,
I mean, it's been talked about that no one was happy with that structure. But they didn't do it the way Telltale did it. They did it in the best way.
The
one episode comes out 1 week, and then a week later you got episode 2. So they finished the entire game, and they just broke it up by chapter.
Yeah.
But they did it well. They did it well. And that's the way they needed to do it. And to be honest, it worked that way. And you get a lot for the episodes. Like, the episodes are pretty long. Especially if you're playing them single player.
Now how does it connect to
they
the
can
original?
Go anywhere from 2 to 4 or 5 hours. Exactly. It really depends on how you play it. And, I mean, if you're playing with another person, it's probably going to be a little bit shorter. But let's be honest here, most people are playing this game single player.
Mm-hmm.
It's Resident Evil. I don't think Resident Evil should be co-op. But it's a side story, so whatever. But and some episodes are really long. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of content in there that's broken up. And then you've got the raid mode, which everyone who loves Mercenaries is going to love that. Well,
okay.
To the original, it only connects to the original in that Barry is in this game. And he's from the original, as you know. And something that, I don't know how far into the original you are since you're just starting out, but something happens with him, and this kind of just builds on his story. And then obviously Claire's from 2 on. It's basically, for this story, because Revelations was exactly what it sounds like, they're revealing information from previous timeline. So this takes place from between 5 and 6. So the original Revelations took place from 4 to 5.
But what about Mega Man 11?
And a little bit before that, but that's, that got complicated
getting
as well.
Mighty Number 9.
So this takes place between 5 and 6, and they reference things that happened in 5. And pretty heavily. But they also, storyline-wise,
saw some rumors a few
information
months back, maybe
previously,
back,
and they kind of tie up loose ends.
And we might
I don't
sell
want
to somebody.
Spoil it because this game and does what Resident Evil needed to do.
Capcom, please don't change. Please don't go to Microsoft.
Good job, Capcom. That's all I'll say. Good job, Capcom, because you fucked up a lot of shit with Resident Evil. And this is a nice return to a good
form. Nintendo?
Absolutely. Well, I don't think you're getting Mega Man 11 anytime soon. With the way Capcom has no money right now, I think we're lucky we even are getting what we're getting.
Yeah, I was just about to talk about that. I think maybe.
Yeah.
Xbox is gonna say something at E3, like, hey, Dead Rising 4 is coming out. Hey,
I think it was like a year ago. I think that was a big rumor.
I do think it's too soon.
People want Nintendo to buy them. To be honest with you, people want Nintendo to buy them. I don't know where they were getting that from. Nintendo's not buying Capcom. Microsoft, if anybody was gonna buy Capcom. But as you can see now with what they're doing with Street Fighter, if it wasn't for Sony's money, then Street Fighter 5 probably wouldn't exist.
Which is,
If it wasn't for Microsoft's money, Dead Rising 3 wouldn't exist.
Okay.
I hope so. I love Dead Rising. I hope they do. I agree. It is too soon, but at the same time,
I saw that.
I wouldn't be upset if they did.
Yeah, and then they got Joe Dirt 2, which...
Yeah, it's on Crackle. I watched it.
Hey. I love Joe Dirt.
If you go into it with the open mind of this is exactly what you think it's going to be for a streaming video zombie movie based off of Dead Rising, you'll enjoy it. I liked it. It was definitely rough around the edges, but believe me, it could have been 10 times worse.
Kind of like
Well, I was going to say, and they announced a sequel to it yesterday.
Because when I saw the trailer,
it did well enough to where their streaming platform is now going to have a sequel.
David Spader, right?
Oh, Lord.
David Spade.
I saw it one time.
Too similar. Just change your name.
I was working at Hollywood Video at the time, so we got free rentals, obviously. Yeah, believe me, Hollywood Video for Life, everybody who remembers
just
that.
Just rename yourself
but
Ultron.
But I remember renting it, and
just
I watched
Ultron
it one time,
2.0.
And I never wanted to see it. I never wanted
Joking
to talk about
aside,
it again.
I watched that Joe Dirt 2 trailer, and I was just taken aback. I was like, this is how you make a trailer.
Oh, 100%.
I don't watch trailers. So for me to watch a trailer, that's saying something. Yeah, I think the new Terminator movie is kind of falling into that hole.
If anyone's changing the name, it should be David Spade.
Yeah, it spoils the plot twist. And my stepdad, he didn't know that he just spoiled the movie. But I was cutting up some potatoes, and after I was done, I was like, "You spoiled the movie for yourself." And he's like, "But how?"
I do watch trailers, but I try not to watch them again.
Yeah. Well,
that's awful.
About that. I think with James
I did not
Gunn,
watch the new trailer.
Which, by
but
the way,
people
best
talked about the new trailer.
I think I've seen
and
it
apparently
in a while.
It spoils the entire movie.
He said something along the lines of
and
marketing
really pissed about that.
Does that, not the actual director. And if that's true, holy I'm holding back here.
Unless there's a bigger twist that we don't know about.
Like
which, I mean, 50-50 there could be. At the same time, the people who make the trailers don't typically care.
If a trailer spoils something like Hulkbuster, I saw Age of Ultron trip that spoiled the exact reason the Hulkbuster scene happened. And I was like,
correct.
You shouldn't release that.
Correct. It's very rare that a director or anyone associated with the actual production does the trailer.
Unfortunately, yeah. That's why we're getting a Mulan movie. An Aladdin movie, I think? I think so. I heard that. Let's talk Civilization. No. Citizens. Of
yep,
Earth.
Exactly. Marketing does not care about story. They only care about money.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think I heard something.
Is that what's next? After that?
I heard that.
Lord. Oh, Jesus, Disney.
Citizens
of Earth. Yeah, I just started playing that. I've always been interested in it since they first announced it, what was it, a year ago, whatever it was. It's kind of like takes its cue from Earthbound and all that RPG style. Do you know anything about it? It's an RPG in the style of Earthbound,
game?
And I've only played about an hour of it, but they've got me hooked already. It's really funny. Hmm. You play the vice president of Earth.
Okay,
and I don't know specifically what's going on.
I'm thinking of Hell's Kitchen.
Because, again, it's so early, but there's conspiracies
like
going on. There's maybe an alien component going on to it. And it's an RPG where you have to recruit people.
It came out
I think early this year or very late last year. I think it was early this year it came out. January, February.
I think the closest one I've played is Child of Light.
Oh yeah, that came out a long time ago.
And where it's turn-based?
Yeah. No, this is a downloadable PS4, Wii U, PC, 3DS. Yeah, it's $15. It's been on sale a few times for $10. Yeah, it's an RPG. If you played Earthbound or a game of that nature, that's exactly what this is.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like that, but not in the same way. Where you're basically you're playing as the vice president of Earth, and you're recruiting people, and you're telling them what to do to fight for you. So it is turn based, but it's you're not the one fighting. You're basically the Pokemon master. You're the trainer, and you're telling what. Like right now, all I have is a few people on my team. I think you can get like 30 plus people, and basically, all I have right now is my mother and my brother. And I just got a conspiracy guy. And you basically tell them what to do. Like, in the vein of, like, Earthbound and all that, the attacks and the humor in it are very broad
so
and on point.
Kind of opposite
so
of
basically,
Darkest
her attacks
Dungeon
are she nags somebody.
and they lose hit points. Your brother's like a
darkest dungeon,
the damage dealer, like, where he does physical attacks. So he'll wrestle with somebody, is, he'll pound them into the ground. Those are
like
the,
you go
the
into
basic
this
things.
Really
so each person has their own
dungeon.
They do attacks and debuffs and things.
If you
but
don't
it's
tend
based
to your
off their character.
Characters, like
so
your
mother,
party members,
a mother would nag you.
They go insane,
and, you know, do all that kind of stuff.
Start
so her attacks are based on
people,
nagging,
or they get really depressed.
Well, I don't know what Darkest Dungeon is, so I'm going to guess yes.
Huh. Let me add this to my...
No, it's nothing like that. This is way more lighthearted, and you don't have to, for far as I can tell, you don't have to keep up with any of that kind of stuff. All you do is, you're recruiting them, and you do their little side quests
my,
to recruit them, and then you can switch them out of your party, and then they'll just do specific things to their character.
Add it to my wish list right now. Oh, it looks,
There's a demo on PS4.
Oh yeah,
I know that. I don't know if there's a demo on Wii U or 3DS. I'm assuming there's one on PC. But there's a demo on PS4.
Right.
I recommend anyone check it out if you like
so
those type of games.
So
if it sounds
playing,
like
after
you're
an hour
into
of
it.
Talking about it. Idar. So I've played
colorful.
This.
It's very
what
colorful
is
if
your
you like colorful games.
Assessment.
Which
I like it. I just can't get anyone to tweet at me hash bombs or anything.
It's definitely fun so far.
Yeah, they've got a setting where you can make auto-generate some stuff.
Well, let me ask you this. How deep into iDarb are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something that doesn't happen very often. I find that if you start doing it yourself, there is like a bot that'll come in and do it. Yeah, that'll happen. But when it first came out, I was just kind of like, okay, it's free, whatever, I don't give a. It was free for Xbox Live Gold, games with gold, and it's so much deeper than you thought it would be. If you get into the character creation and or
and to explain
song creation,
a little bit
logo
what we're
creation,
talking about.
And
is
can do,
the brainchild
that kind
of Mike
stuff, so
Micah.
Done that. But I just take other people's other creations
ocean.
And create
he's
games
made,
with them.
I don't know.
You can have just
he's
as
made
much
games.
Fun with the actual game with the creation
look,
aspects
look
it
up
of it.
If you're so interested.
And it's gotten to the point where I feel like
show notes.
iDarb is so fun. It feels like it's
they've got
it's
this
not
thing
just a
integration
game,
with Twitter, where you can tweet at somebody with a room code and iDarb game, and you tweet at hash bombs at them, which change the way the game plays. So hashtag achievement gives you an achievement. Hashtag hash bomb portal. Yeah, I definitely think this came out at the wrong time, with the Kinect stuff. We have a Kinect, but we disconnected it.
There's this one that's like clown, and it'll make the game look like a clown show.
Oh my god. Connect to your game.
Really? Well, no, that's very true. Because you can't import without a Kinect. Oh, I love my Kinect. I'm never disconnecting it. I love it. Well, I'll tell you this, so much so that I play a lot with my friend, and what sucks about the game is if you don't have people there on the couch with you playing, if you're playing online, you can't join up. You have to play one-on-one games, which kind of sucks, but it is what it is. It's still fun one-on-one. So much so, in fact, that my friend's getting a Kinect just so he can
like I'm wearing some sinusers
or you know say Xbox record that because he gets pissed off when I do something good in the game and I shout into my Kinect Xbox record that and I put all the videos of him sucking online.
But were we apologize if we made anyone record anything? Full disclosure. Sorry. Because we know how sensitive our Kinects are. Even Podcast Unlocks, whenever they say, you know, the X word. Probably. But, yeah. In terms of what you're talking about with local play, I feel that's something that's just missing. Well, I mean, the game has it.
Sorry about that.
But that's what's missing from these multiplayer games. I don't want to... My stepbrother, he loves Xbox. He'll play Titanfall, he'll play Destiny,
they do that on purpose. Which, you know, they don't even
get me started on Destiny, but we'll have to talk about that later. Because of the House of Wolves. God. He doesn't have an Xbox One, so he can't play with me. No pun intended, Ikes. No internet. You do not get to use that out of context. I do not get to play video games with him. There you go. Especially with the Battlefront thing. I just want to be able to play on the same screen. Because my stepdad has kind of not so jokingly said, hey, we should get a second Xbox in my room. So if we're playing Halo Master Chief or who knows, Game X, I don't know. Like, we can play a video game. And I feel like that's something like the Xbox One actually lost, is that on-the-couch feeling.
Well, yeah, I mean, with a game like this, I don't know the inner workings of how they made this game. It's very simple.
Oh.
The game is extremely simply made, but at the same time, I don't know the inner workings of how everything network-wise works. So, what they are lacking is basically, you can play couch co-op with somebody, or one-on-one with somebody, or, you know, up to four people on a team, but if you're doing it over the internet, you can only play against people with the amount of people that are actually playing with you currently on the same
Xbox. Windows 10.
So if I wanted to play a match with somebody online and I wanted to have multiple people playing, I have to have multiple people at my house with a controller on this system to play a team game. Otherwise, one-on-one. And to be honest with you, it's really fun one-on-one,
versus one, or?
But you have to get the right person you're playing with. Yeah, it's coming to Windows 10, and I'm hoping that they fix that. They put a matchmaking in to where you can join a team of two people, three people, and play against other people. Because that's what's really lacking. Well, no, like, just like, because you can have 4-on-4, up to 4-on-4. So I would just like to be able to have the option of, like, well, guess what, it's 3 o'clock in the Windows morning, 10. I really want to play some iDarb. I know there's someone across the country who also wants to play iDarb, but they want to play on a team. So let's join a match to where we're both on the same team, and we can play another person and another person.
And I'm actually kind of
who are just looking to join up and play. If you're playing the game, you have to have someone there with you in your house playing to be on a team online.
And I'm running Windows 10, and I would say raise your expectations a little
bit. I really hope so, because it's cross-platform play, is it not? Right, so that's what I'm hoping they're getting all their ducks in a row before they announce that that's going
to
happen.
I'm running the technical preview right now, so I'm coming to you from the future, technically.
Yeah, I'm keeping my expectations extremely low.
Oh, okay.
I really want to get Windows 10. I really want to put that on the system,
but so here's
my girlfriend
some
refuses.
It totally works. Project Spartan totally works. Full disclosure, it does not work at all. I can't even
get that right now,
but
she does not want it on this system.
Yeah, like, I'll bookmark IGN.
Please explain to her that it's something that's good.
I'll go to the bookmarks tab.
Lie to me, please.
And it won't be there. So they haven't even figured out download history. And the big thing, for me at least, as a PC user, fix the RAM memory leak.
Really?
It leaks so much memory. And by leak, I mean it uses so much RAM that literally whatever PC you're using on, even if it's a beast, it's going to use up 99% of your RAM. Yeah. And Chrome does a similar thing. I feel like it's just optimization. Because I could run Internet Explorer, which I am for some reason. Oh, right. I was trying to download Skype for desktop.
Shit.
I drank the Kool-Aid. I've used Internet Explorer
11.
Chrome's
a beast as
please,
it is. I don't know why it's so bad
help.
With that. But
but yeah, I'm really excited because I'm also in the preview program for Xbox One.
That's likely.
Which, by the way, if you want to invite, you can message me. Later, offline. So it's. Oh, okay. Well,
you
there's a
the
secret
Kool-Aid.
Thing that I didn't even know about until somebody tweeted it. They took a picture of the preferences menu, and something curious showed up: stream to other devices. They announced it, but they didn't even say. We're going to allow you to stream to other devices for the May preview update. Yeah. Yeah, you should go into settings, head to preferences, and on the right, there will be an unchecked box that says, allow streaming to other devices.
Didn't they announce that?
I've got the Xbox app. I could open it, but that uses so much RAM. My computer would just die.
My
PC
new
is not
preview.
As powerful as many people think it is.
Oh,
people
shit.
Think I've got a beast machine and I don't. Well, I think, anyways, the Xbox app is kind of Xbox One smart glass. It's because you can connect to your Xbox as of yet. It hasn't been updated since March, but I think when they want to, they could probably just flip a switch and say, you can stream Forza Horizon 2 to your PC. Although, they need to work on the other way around, is how I feel about it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Especially with the Windows 10. And I've also got some insider info on what they're doing with the games. It's a doozy. So anyways, with that, let's go to the headlines. The Robo Report.
Yeah, exactly.
R.I.P. Robo Report. Beyond will never be the same. Yeah. Podcast Beyond will never be the
same.
I'm sure
they will.
Sorry, Max Scoville and Brian Aldano. Shade. So, first headline. Guitar Hero Live was announced this week. So, what do you know about this? Okay, so...
You've now just been sued.
All right. So let me explain it for you. Guitar Hero Live is actually really exciting. I'm even more excited for Guitar Hero Live than I am for Rock Band 4.
Well, I know that it was announced this week. I know people love Guitar Hero. I've just never been one of those guys.
Here's always been my rule when it comes to competing games. Whichever one has the most innovation, I'll say this.
I know people weren't that excited for Guitar Hero. Once they saw it, they got more excited for it based on whatever happened.
I just feel like they announced it and didn't have anything to say with that in mind,
they're still more excited for Rock Band because they know it works better.
Okay, bye.
I don't know how true that is. Well, that was Rock Band at first, but I guess this one's changing that.
Yeah, I died with, what was it, Warriors of Rock?
I think with Rock Band, I think they knew that that's all they needed to do. Because when this fad died a few years back, they were on top. And they stayed on top. They kept releasing things, you know, the songs for DLC, and they stayed on top. Guitar Hero just literally died.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, actually. I think the reason why the Rock Band 4 announcements happened is because of the music landscape.
So it's over.
They are actually, now, what I think, to be two different games now.
Knows that, and all they need to do because is just say it's Guitar coming back, Hero and people are going to get excited. With Guitar Hero, I think they needed to do
whatever they just did. They got the Black Keys now. They got Gold on the Ceiling, you know. Great song, by the way. You should just listen to the Black Keys listener. And Rock Band 4 is just like, hey, we got rock music. But Guitar Hero Live has like Of Mice and Men, Ed Sheeran. Like, and as things are, like Spotify are happening, I think that's why you get Guitar Hero. Why you get Rock Band. Because everything's streaming. And so, actually, let me explain this for the people who don't know what this is. Guitar Hero Live is the next entry in the Guitar Hero franchise. And if you haven't played it, I'm sorry. You should. You could probably play Guitar Hero 3. Well, actually, a lot of people in my area have been selling those stuff, and I'm like, don't sell them, don't sell them. Yeah, I feel like that's kind of the consensus, sadly, because I see so many
good luck trying to play
Hero,
it now.
DJ Hero, just all over the walls of my
game store. Well, if you don't have the instruments, it's going to be really difficult.
But anyways, let's talk about that. So they're taking a really realistic approach
with
Guitar
Hero
Live.
In my area, I'm in New England. Everyone threw that shit out.
The plastic controller. Well, not entirely ditching it. They're making a new one, which has like a 3x2 layer of buttons, and it looks like an actual guitar this time instead of, well, a plastic instrument. It looks like a guitar I have, like a Les Paul or something like that, or a Fender or whatever, music jargon. But these two layers, there's three black buttons and three white buttons, and the white buttons are on top and the black buttons are on bottom, and it kind of can make a chord shape with them. So it's kind of like Rocksmith in that regard. It's like an actual guitar, but not so much Rocksmith as it's not trying to teach you guitar. It's trying to make you feel like a rock star. And the gameplay they've shown, it's full motion video. They're bringing that back. So if you don't like things from the first person perspective, and seeing like this huge crowd, like the thing they showed off was a huge ass crowd, like at a music festival called Sound Dial. I don't know what that is. I thought they'd go Coachella, like it's an actual audience that reacts to how you play. Yeah, they went out and filmed like performances, and there's two kind of sides to the thing. There's a bad one where it's like, boo, you fucking suck. they're not that vulgar. They're like one person's holding up a sign saying "you suck" and really tame stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No panties were thrown. Need to Tim Geddes this thing up, but I mean, come on. Panty simulator 2015. had a full boyfriend too. Panties edition.
So is it basically the tame version of "you're not doing very well"?
But everything's filmed from like a first person's perspective, so you're going out there getting hyped in the backstage area, and then you see this huge fucking crowd. It's not computer generated anymore. Those crowds are real.
It's already being made in Japan, don't worry.
Yeah, like, and there's still that note highway thing where it's like, you gotta play the notes on this plastic guitar. But just the feeling I got when I watched that trailer, I felt sick because of all the people that were shown. I was like, oh my god, I can't do this, I can't do this. And I wasn't even playing. It gave me stage fright, and I wasn't even playing. So if they can nail that, holy fuck. Yeah. Oh, definitely, like DLC or something like that. DLC money. Yep. There's also a second part where this
it
is
seems
really
like they're probably they,
you can
they'll
play
probably
a music
do
video.
To
you can play
the effect of
a music
they'll
video.
They'll have
their
base
happened.
Crowds, but they'll probably
it's not as realistic
crowds.
As the other.
They can add more in
live.
For different
they're
type of venues.
Of, it's weird how they're promoting this. They're kind of calling it
yeah,
two different
course.
Games. Like
they can get it.
Say the main game is Guitar Hero Live, and then the kind of score, challenges, all that is Guitar Hero TV. Or GHTV as they like to abbreviate. God, I hate abbreviations like that. GHTV. Just call it Guitar Hero TV. Just. Yeah, it's two words. It's not like.
Interesting.
Call of Duty Black Ops 3, which we'll talk about in a moment. Or Project X Zone 2 and Saint Saya Soldier Soul. It's not like that. It's not that long. So just call it Guitar Hero TV. And then, let's see, what else?
I know.
Oh, you can play across
mobile. I know. Is it really that much more difficult to say that?
So, do you remember Ubisoft last year? They announced that Just Dance 2015. It's basically that. The guitar instrument can be played on both mobile and PS3,
yeah.
PS4, Xbox 360,
yep.
Xbox One. Notice, they didn't say PC. There's no PC mentioned. That's what it sounds like.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and since it's $100, it better be.
Now, when you say that, does that mean the guitar is universal? Interesting.
Yeah, and compared
that's
to Rock
very
Band,
smart.
I think they've actually got a game. And
yeah,
like I said earlier, with Rock
way.
Band 4,
I don't
think
just
Rock
mean
Band 4 is coming this
smart
year.
Smart money-wise for them. I mean that's smart consumer-wise as well. Because they don't have to keep making 7 million versions of the same
because
controller.
Because what they also did...
They can just make it work with
they
everything.
They showed it off at the Best Buy
people are
going
to be more inclined
in
to jump
York.
In this time around.
For 3 hours, you could play it. And, yeah. And that's the important thing. People are playing Guitar
Hero they're not
live.
Talking too much about it
people
right now, but...
People are playing
you know,
Rock
again,
Band 4. I don't think you even see
weeks,
Rock Band 4 at E3. I don't know if this is wrong, but I don't think I've seen harmonics on the exhibitor list.
I've seen people talking about it, that they played it, and they're pretty hyped.
I think they're going to come out at PAX and say, here's our fucking game. I'm sorry, but when you announce a Rock Band
I think
game,
you got to. Maybe you don't, but I think you have
to. If Guitar Hero comes out and then says, oh, you can play it in Best Buy, that's – you're losing our market share.
You know what? I don't even know if they are either.
I think
completely. But here's the interesting thing that may happen with Rock Band, though. They probably have all these contracts already down. It's only 2 months away. But what if they're going to be on stage with someone and they just don't want anyone to know about it yet? Because with Rock Band and Guitar Hero, there was a time when they would bounce off each other and they would know what's going on. And they would just do the same thing with their company. Either one side does one thing, the other side's going to do it 2 days later. With this one, maybe they just weren't in the know with each other because it had died and it was over. And one company decided to do it. The other company said, you know what, we're going to do it too. And they weren't paying attention
to
the other
one.
Maybe
Rock Band 4
didn't realize this was happening.
Months ago.
And they were set up to rock our worlds, so to speak,
E3
on stage with somebody. Because I feel like that's where they want to do it. And this just happened. Guitar Hero and Activision got out ahead of it and said, well, you know what? We're doing it before E3 because we want to be the first guys in the block this time around. Well, I mean to show the game.
I feel like Rock
they want
Guitar
first
Hero
people
Live
to show their
in
game
in
because I feel like Rock Band 4,
very,
we all expected it
time.
Even halfway through last year, people
probably
were talking about
DJ
it probably
Hero
happening
2 came out.
Before they ever came out and announced anything. So I feel like they were already working on something and they're just waiting to show their hand and maybe they just didn't realize Guitar Hero was so far away.
Yeah. I don't think anything more of that. Get Guitar Hero TV.
I would,
first
that
person
would not shock me at all.
It feels okay.
If it's as extensive and deep as it seems to be possibly.
But I'm
more
interested now to see what Rock Band does.
A couple years. I don't think they're going to fall off. I think they're going to take what they've already done. Because
well, I feel like Guitar Hero
to me,
evolved.
As someone who played Rock
so
Band
speak,
and Guitar Hero
Guitar
very
Hero
sparingly
was,
just because friends wanted to
just,
play it.
Well, guitar.
Rock Band knows what they have. They were the leader at
something
that point.
Something else, and it was just like,
and I think they're just going to take what they did well
about guitar.
And just
and
build on it.
They
Guitar Hero, to me,
that.
Was the one that needed to do something different. Rock Band just needs to do more of the same. Exactly.
All right, so non-smoothest transition ever. Let's talk Oddworld. Oddworld Abe's at Exodus.
Yeah, I think Guitar Hero is the one that needed to do something a little bit
and
different.
What's funny
like,
is kind of
if Rock Band 4 comes out and it's
brings
more
it back
of the same but better.
My admin trip,
I think that
I
will suit their brand a little bit better.
I wasn't watching Colin and Greg live, but they announced it. Kind of Funny Games.
I love it. I'm so happy that it was announced. There was nothing in my mind that told me it wouldn't happen, but I was not expecting an announcement. So.
Yeah, I saw the tweets and I was like, Lorne, Lorn. And basically, I had to look him up, and I was like, holy shit, they got the Oddworld guy. Why do they have the Oddworld guy? And then I called it Abe's Exodus.
I wasn't watching it when it happened either, and I didn't even know they're the ones who announced it. I knew he was on. I knew Lorn was on, but I didn't know he was going to – he announced it because I didn't watch it either.
Hmm. And regarding that, New and Tasty actually did pretty well.
I'm shocked that it was announced.
Actually,
I knew it was coming. There's no way in my mind that it wasn't coming.
He said
I did
a majority
not realize
of their
it was going to be announced so soon after
Plus.
New and Tasty.
Yeah, and
I'm
glad.
He
went on to say some really cool stuff, like the next title he's going to do is
remaster of an already great game.
Exodus does well is just kind of do a triple A game. And more power to him. Oddworld,
I could not agree more with that. I would not be surprised if that's the case. Yeah, I mean, I hope he sticks with Oddworld because we got we were supposed to get 5.
I feel like it
and we technically
might
only got 3.
Just be something like
No Man's
Sky.
We were supposed to get 5.
It might actually be something like
world,
that.
So to speak, in Oddworld. We got Abe, we got Munch, and we got Stranger. We were going to get Fergus. That was going to be the next one, but then EA shit the bed on them. And we all know what happened
it's
with Oddworld then. So I hope they continue with that strategy.
Procedurally generated and all that.
That's possible.
That
I would hope it's not only on the basis of, as much as we know about No Man's Sky, what do we really know about No Man's Sky? Right. There it is.
I think we'll find out more about that at
E3
2015.
So, as much as No Man's Sky has everyone hyped to the moon, no pun intended, right, what hype do we actually have for that
Give me more.
To me, tangible.
Well, I don't even know that was
Beyonce, know what they want. We know what they can do, but can they do it?
I only know that because of Grand Theft Auto 5. I'll be driving around in a
car.
We
kind of have to, I think. If we don't, that's really not good.
Anyways. Because
they've shown so much last year.
One of my favorite songs.
If you don't follow up this year with more,
besides to get the
it's
going to
be really difficult.
Anyways, GTA 5 cast. I think, No Man's Sky.
I don't even know what that is.
I hope it doesn't go the way Drive Club does. Where they say, hey, it's going to be free on PlayStation Plus. Hey, guys, it's out now. I hope they don't do that. Yeah.
I think there's no way that game comes out to PlayStation Plus until way after. If ever. They've got word of mouth so much, so hardcore on that game, that I don't see the amount of money Sony would give them would be more than the sales would be. There are people already who already have that game as an automatic purchase day one. I don't see the money. And not knowing much about the game, to be honest. I mean, do we really know that much about the game? We don't. A game that they talk so much about?
Yeah.
Are they really saying anything about that game? Not really. But people want it, and they want it now. They've already got their mindset that I'm buying this when it comes out no matter what. So I feel like if it ever does come to PlayStation Plus,
yeah.
which I'm not sold it ever would, I don't see it happening out the gate. But I'll tell you this, that's the only way I'm playing it. Because I have no interest. I have a cursory interest, just I want to see if they can do it.
I also just hope that
I can't see myself spending money on
No Man's Sky.
Because a game that would take you, PC, what did they say, 5 billion Xbox years One. To experience it all? I don't have 5 billion seconds to experience everything in my life now.
For you audio listeners who can't see this, he just got up. That's why he sounds like
I mean, it's... I want it to do what they say it's going to do.
I realize we've been going for 3 hours now. No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm sorry. I'm really excited.
I think it's going to go to PC for sure.
Again, I haven't played New and Tasty, but... I'll probably buy it sometime.
I had to open the door.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of things are on my. If it's good, I'll play it.
Sorry. It's fine.
Yeah, and I think they even said Lorne of Oddworld Inhabitants even said. Hey,
if you get the chance, it's good.
The fans will get to name it. Yeah, like New and Tasty was named by the community.
Well, I'll tell you this: coming from a guy who played it when it launched on PlayStation 800 years ago.
Yeah, I think it's kind of
this
a trend
does
that
it justice.
I don't want to.
It was already a great game.
I don't want to block any of that. Next in JRPG news. Oddworld's not a JRPG, but I'm trying to think of transitions.
Oh, really?
Star Ocean 5 has been announced.
Yes, that I do know, but I didn't realize the community would be able to name
really
this one,
I don't really know
too.
A lot about... Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing as all these ARG announcements. It technically isn't announced.
That's true.
It's being announced probably right now, but Famitsu kind of leaked it. They're like, hey, we're teaming up with Square Enix. We got this thing coming. It's going to be cool. And then Star Ocean 5, Integrity and Regret or something like that? Integrity and Faithlessness? Yeah. It sounds really cool. Might get me into Star Ocean, might not. I don't like the fact that it's only coming on PS3 and PS4. Yeah, like, it looks very low res, and the teaser site is really awful about showing graphics, because it shows, like, this Destiny-esque, like, planet, and I'm like, oh, that looks really cool. And then I look at screenshots.
Yeah, that's weird
like,
to me. I don't know why. I know why.
I never should.
Monetarily, and why you would do PS3, but.
In my voice.
I feel like that's going to be a disservice to the PlayStation 4 version.
Yeah, there should be like a Danganronpa effect. Holy shit, this is looking cool.
Yeah. Especially a JRPG. There should be an
Yeah, you don't want to be lukewarm on something like this, especially something
podcast,
like Star Ocean, which I will admit I'm not a big fan of. But there are fans of that
your
game.
Your party gets captured.
Clearly, there are.
It affects.
I mean,
the
they've
game.
Made a fifth. This
like
is going to be
anything
the third,
you do in this game affects the outcome.
It just
of
seems
the game.
To me you don't want to be more of the same with this series. It's been gone for a while. You kind of
I feel like they're kind of burying the lead.
Make a
with
nice
that.
Push, and this doesn't seem like they're doing it yet.
This just makes me excited. I mean, yeah, I have a PS3. I'm probably going to play it on a PS3 if I play it at all.
Now, that's good. If they can capitalize on that,
this could be
that
the
be
next
very interesting.
Ni No Kuni in the sense that it just hits and everyone loves it.
Maybe they've got. There's got to be a reason why. There has to be a reason why they're doing that.
Yeah, like I said, we don't know a lot about JRPGs here. We don't, unless it's Pokemon. It's just, there's so many JRPGs that are coming out. Namely, what we're talking about next, Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate.
I think that may be what they want to happen.
I haven't played it.
I mean, there's...
But
on a series like this, they kind of need something
really
like
hard
that to
keep up with these things.
And out of nowhere hit.
Like The Witcher 3, I would not want to review that game. I don't, but if it's 200 hours, yeah, okay, fine. 200.
Because there's so much, it's time consuming, that's the problem.
Yeah, and I think that's my problem with RPGs. I just want to sit down for 20, 30 hours. I don't want to sit down for 100. Like Dragon Age Inquisition, I was hovering over that.
And that's great. I'm happy for that.
Alien Isolation, which was 20 hours.
Very happy that that's happening.
It was done.
But there's too many other games that I want to play.
It is a bit long, but the ending kind of rectifies
that.
It kind of justifies it. I won't spoil it, but. Oh, dude. Xbox One or...
Which some people argue that's too long as it is. Yeah, I literally have some gameplay right now waiting to be played.
I actually think the PS4 would actually be the superior version, because you got that speaker.
Well, currently Xbox One, but they sent me two copies, one on PS4 and one on Xbox. The Xbox just happened to get here sooner. Well, because I just put it in my queue for both, whichever one I got.
Yeah, definitely know what you think about that. And play with surround sound headphones.
I got them both at the same
time.
Everyone says, yes, it's that, and everyone
me
said
too.
That.
That's why I don't
but
normally play horror games.
If PS4 hasn't come in today, then, or until,
I,
you know, whenever.
I really wanted some headphones.
I start to play
I
it,
mean,
then.
One time when the alien came up on me and stabbed me through the heart, I literally had a heart attack.
I think I might shit my pants
I was
if
like,
I do that.
Horror
games are my absolute
like my
favorite,
heart was
but
beating
I
out of
am
my
the
chest.
Biggest baby in the world when it comes to them.
I don't get that phenomenon. Same thing with Five Nights at Freddy's. If it's a game where it's just jump scares, it's not scary to me.
Yeah, I played recently. I played Slender, and I almost shit myself a couple times.
Yeah, there's like. Some things in Alien Isolation that don't work, but when you hear that stomp of the...
I love jump scares.
Alien,
I haven't played Five Nights at Freddy's, but Slender is it's
like,
not
oh God,
just jump
oh God,
scares.
Oh God, he's coming to get me.
It's the anticipation of the jump
and then
scare.
You can hide in the locker.
It's the music, it's the sound.
I have this
it's,
clip in here.
I don't know
that's
how
on
they
my
do
Xbox
it, but
Live
they do it well.
If you want to watch it. That the alien just passes through and then looks at me. Just straight in the face. I was like, oh God. Oh God. No, 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 no. I spent 30 minutes on this section. No. And it does get very annoying in that sense. It's really bad. It's, you have to go up to these save stations and manually save and make sure no one's near you. I had to actually train myself. Okay, is there the alien? Okay, maybe I can make a break.
The save system I heard was pretty bad.
So anyways, stop talking about horror
that
games
sucks.
Because if I talk about an alien anymore, I might have a heart attack. it literally gave me nightmares of the alien just coming up and ripping my face off.
I'm gonna be horrible with
and
that.
And it, I won't spoil the ending. But I almost literally shit my pants. It was so scary because, let's just say there's not one alien roaming around. Yeah, you see some stuff on that side. But anyways, Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate ships 1 million copies. Notice, ships.
Nice. Because of reasons. That does not surprise me.
Well, and
that was weird to me that they
is they were
that.
Also talking digital.
I know Capcom uses the ships all the time. That's what they do.
Really
they
mean
always
ships,
talk about shipping.
Or did they
but
make a typo somewhere?
It's weird with a series of Monster Hunter that is so huge in Japan and has done well in the West that they would go and they would talk about shipping 1 million units when they should be talking about sales of 1 million. Yes,
oh,
which companies don't typically do.
They had that Monster Hunter 4 3DS bundle. Maybe that counts.
Capcom has typically done we've shipped this many, and they don't usually go into how much they've actually sold. But now that they're talking
about
shipping with digital numbers, it's kind of
weird
that they would use that
terminology. Too. It's just I'm kind of hung up on that because they kept talking – like,
yes.
This is a, like, paper, like an Oxford paper.
That definitely absolutely counts.
Paragraph on paragraph on
with
paragraph.
Games
they
sell with systems,
ship,
that
and
counts
then they
as
use
a
sale.
And a game sale.
So, and I've also seen conflicting numbers saying they sold 3 million, like they shipped 3 million, so I don't, who knows. Yeah, and I got this through my email. Woot woot, Capcom PR. Woot. Shout out, hey. And by the way, referring to PR again, Activision is the worst.
Maybe like it was just Capcom doing the
Black
same
Ops
thing
3,
they always do and just using the
soon.
Same terminology and they meant a different
trailer.
Thing
they didn't say anything.
Because they're just used to
the
same shit.
Here's the trailer. Yeah, speculate away it would.
Shout out.
We all know what it was. Anyways, House of Wolves, Destiny Expansion 2, available May 19th. So that's the same day as The Witcher.
That
better choose,
awesome.
Motherfuckers. Yeah. Now. Yeah.
Here's a trailer, now go do whatever you want.
Unless you're Destin Laguerre.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all know Witcher 3. Which, by the way, what's up with that expansion pass? I talked about it last week.
I think
week.
We all know which ones they're choosing. What? Unless you've not gotten your Destiny fix, we know which one you're choosing. Right, unless you're hardcore Destiny, we all know where it's going.
Well, I'm not talking about Destiny. I know what that is. But The Witcher 3 has one.
I don't know much about Destiny. It just never grabbed me. I played the demo and I wasn't – this is not something I'm into. But from what I understand is there are expansion packs. This is just a season pass basically. The Witcher, yes. Well, that's weird. I mean, it's kind of weird with them, too, because they said everything was going to be free, but not everything's going to be free. I don't know if it's necessarily double talk, but at the same time, it kind of is, because they're giving
a
shit ton
25.
Of free stuff, but they're also giving
total.
Out
well, you can buy them for, I think,
paid
10.
Content that's, like, meaty content.
You're
going to want
to
play these expansions.
Around 50 hours. Yeah.
You're going to want these, because if you're spending hundreds of hours in this world, you're going to want the extra 30 to 40, 50, whatever it's going to be for these two extra expansions. 25, is it each or 25 total?
I think it's just CD Projekt Red.
Well, I meant time-wise.
I think so.
Right, so like if you're spending that much time in there, you're going to want to spend the extra 50 on these. And they're giving you a whole bunch of shit for free anyway. You don't need to necessarily buy these, but you need to buy these. So
right,
I think
because
who's publishing this
game? I won't
game?
Harp on this too much, but the 16 free DLCs are like
Force Armor. They're
doing
development and publishing? Oh shit, well, I was going to say, they may be getting pressure from the publisher, but if they're doing both, then I don't know who they're getting pressure from, if at all. They just realize that
and
this is more expansive than they thought.
Polish companies are bad about that. I'm trying to contact Tequila Works, and I got the fact that their email doesn't work.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
use
very
contact
true.
Form and
it's
everything.
Not meaty content.
Anyways,
but,
stop talking PR speak. But
you know, it is,
House of Wolves.
They can put that on their PR line. It's
going
free.
Back to Destiny. If you want to pay the $35 for House of Wolves, I won't call you an idiot, but I'll call you an idiot. And there was actually a patch that went through, a 6 GB patch for this game, for this expansion. Yeah. I'm just like, I looked at that and I was like, Jesus fuck. Like, Halo Master Chief is like 60 gigabytes and GTA 5 is 40. I have Destiny on disc because, well, I didn't
really?
Purchase it and we weren't too much into digital downloads. But it just takes up too much damn space.
That's big.
Yeah, if I wanted to keep all my games, I'd have to get a terabyte hard drive.
Yeah, oh, I am constantly shifting out stuff on my Xbox One. It's getting really annoying to the point where I'm just gonna have to buy a hard drive. Knowing how I am with Xbox, because that is my platform of choice.
Yeah.
I love Sony, don't get me wrong, but Xbox
again,
has my heart.
Again, that's a byproduct
heart.
Of the Xbox One.
I think 5 terabytes will have to be good for me. Because the way I play games is I play sparingly 100
yeah,
games.
Yeah, at least
I don't hunker down
PS4
and play 2 games
at a time. Tells you what
I
you're downloading and how big
and
it is.
And now have to install them? I'm screwed.
Not the updates. Well, that's if you go straight into the game, but if you're like me and have instant on.
Exactly,
you,
that's completely true. But if I was on PlayStation,
and most
it
people
would
be
the
are
same
gonna
way,
be instant
they didn't
on.
Ship anything.
And the whole energy saving shit.
Well, the Xbox tells you too.
Like, they introduced a low, like a. Well, you
me.
Can set up your Xbox so it consumes less power, like a watt of power. And they're like, we don't like the language.
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Well, most people nowadays
just,
aren't.
I don't care how much power my Xbox One consumes.
Oh, don't even get me started on that nonsense.
Like 50 watts. My phone charger takes 50 watts.
Oh,
yeah.
Don't even get.
Same thing with
I could spend a year on this kind of bullshit.
Your ratings and whatnot.
You're,
but anyways, House of Wolves available May 19th. Attention, there is no new
either.
Raid, so don't
it's
ask
not a lot.
For one.
Any way you slice it, it's not that much.
And I'm just really glad that Destiny
right.
is going.
It's
to
not that
be done
much
with.
In the grand scheme of things. You guys just don't like it because
just,
it's a big company.
I'm never going to finish that game. I'm not. It's just one of those games where if it was on PC, sure, I'd play it. But that game is not on PC at all.
Yeah, that's people are pissed about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, Activision kind of, and even still, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare was barely on PC. It didn't have the graphics options and stuff. But anyways, let's talk some more JRPG stuff with Project X Zone 2 and Saint Seiya Soldier Soul announced. Dear God, that's a mouthful.
Wait for Destiny 2.
Saint? Yeah, I think, and there goes Echo again.
I both Jesus. Love and absolutely hate the Japanese subtitle.
There it is. No, gone. Anyways.
When they're so screwed up that they make no sense.
Star Ocean 5, Integrity and Faithlessness. That.
And then when it's something that's just so much in there.
Project X-Zone 2, yeah, you subtitle it that.
It's crazy.
Saint Seiya Soldier Soul, that's a fucking disaster. But Project X Zone 2 is a sequel to like a strategy RPG that brings Yakuza, I think Resident Evil, all these different franchises together. Bandai Namco and Capcom and all that. All those franchises are in this game. And it's like, I think it's like, not Super Time Force.
Yeah.
What was that 3DS game that just came out? Codename Steam? I think it's very like much like that, except for with crossover stuff. They got some.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot more.
Yes.
And say what you will about Yakuza Dead Souls or whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of,
Oh, you played it.
It's like Disgaea a little bit. If you played Disgaea, which is a great series, I think you should all check it out.
I still haven't.
It's like Disgaea, but
played a Yakuza game. It's on my list.
Characters from other games.
But so are the
And it seems
games.
Like they're adding a lot more Resident Evil to this one.
Ooh.
I liked it. I didn't get too much into
all right.
it, but.
And then
I played a little bit of it.
Soul,
I liked
mouthful.
It for what it was. That was my first ever Yakuza game.
It's basically
game.
Like an anime game, based off Saint Seiya. I really don't know a lot about JRPGs. I probably shouldn't talk about JRPGs, but I wrote the article. So
if you're looking for a traditional Yakuza game, that would not be the one to start.
Yeah,
with.
Me either. I can't keep up with it. But Saint Seiya, I think it's a fighter. It's a fighter. Kind of take Dragon Ball Z and apply the same kind of rules to that. And then you got a game. And,
it's anime stuff. I am not the man to talk to.
And that's pretty much all I have to say about that. I mean, I don't know a lot about this game. And if I do, it's just I don't remember what I wrote, which is sad. Then you'll be excited by this. Resident Evil Revelations 2 heading to the PlayStation Vita this summer. And I was doing some research on that. Apparently,
Resident neither
Evil
do I.
Hasn't been on Vita
for me, so. Finally.
Anyways.
No, they announced
I really like
that
this,
Resident Evil was
any
coming
Resident
to
Evil
Vita
game coming to
when
Vita
they announced the Vita.
It's amazing.
And it hadn't.
On my
and
part.
It was,
Vita
there was supposed
needs
to be
game.
A Vita-specific Resident Evil game that was going to be on nothing else. And then that never
yes.
happened.
Yes. Danganronpa was
I mean, at least we're getting
this. Gravity Rush. Well, I haven't played those, but they're really good.
Yeah. They need more games like this.
This echoes. Anyways, let's move on. Black Ops 3. What do we think?
I played a little bit of Gravity Rush, but
indeed
only the
does.
Demo.
Damn, Echo.
It exists.
And, well, basically, there was the Snapchat tease, and then they revealed a trailer. And it was using quotes from, I think, Black Ops 2 and Black Ops. Like, you must remember the numbers,
then,
Mason.
You know, they put the stuff in to Black Ops 2.
Yeah. And then it shows these three columns, and I was like, oh, I know what this is. It's Black Ops 3.
And stay tuned, because you'll hear more about it in 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, Activision, why? Why couldn't they just take a similar approach with, like they did with Guitar Hero?
Because they really don't need to.
Well, yeah. I guess you're right with that. And say what you will about Call of Duty. I love Black Ops. I really do. But I don't think I'll play this one. I didn't play Advanced Warfare.
I played, the last game I actually played through was Black Ops, the original.
Okay.
I never played Black Ops 2. Line of the series. I didn't play through whatever the one was after that. And then Ghosts, I bought on PS4 because I bought the system at launch and I just felt like I needed a PlayStation 4 game, so I bought it and I beat that. But I used to be really into Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't play Advanced Warfare. I probably never will. It's just, and I probably will never play Black Ops 3. It's just, I don't know what it is, but the game doesn't feel the same, even though it feels exactly the same. I know that doesn't make sense, but to me it does.
Yeah, I just, when Black Ops 1 was announced, I was like, all right, whatever. It's a Call of Duty game. Whatever. But then I played it, and I was like, holy crap. Then Black Ops 2 came out, and it had these choices you could do. Like, kill this guy, save this guy. Or save this guy, kill this guy. You know, really simple choices. And the promise of that before Black Ops 2 actually came out? Oh, God. Just a choice-driven game would be amazing. If they could make it like Deus Ex, I'd drop everything and play it in a heartbeat.
I think you're wanting more than what they want to give you.
Yeah, and I had hopes for Advanced Warfare, but it just came out, and I was like, eh.
I mean, I would love to play it, but I just want to play it for the single player. I'm not big into online first-person shooters anymore. I was really into the last Call of Duty 2, 3, 4, and World at War. I was really hardcore into playing online, and I play them a lot. And once I got those out of my system, I don't know, man, I just can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
The people that play it, all they do is play those games. And it just kept getting worse and worse and worse to where I don't play games the way I used to anymore. I play a million games at a time. And I don't have the time to sit there and play online all day to get better. I just want to go and enjoy a game and then stop. But when you're talking about a first-person shooter like Call of Duty or Battlefield, you kind of have to devote your life to playing.
Yeah, because I remember getting super deep into Black Ops 2 online. And I remember during this entire summer, that would be the game. That would be all I would play. And it just got to a point where I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah, I can definitely see that happening.
And
it's just one of those, it's a series that does that to people.
And Black Ops 3, when it gets announced, people will be like, oh my god, Call of Duty, Black Ops 3, it's real. and then it'll come out, and the population will drop off.
Yep.
So I think they just – controversial topic here again. I think Call of Duty needs to go away for a couple of years.
I don't know who's thinking it's controversial other than Activision. Honest with you, I don't think anyone's going to say that's controversial except for them.
Same thing with Assassin's Creed.
Completely agree. That game needs to just stop being forever.
Well,
I know people love it. It's not my thing. I tried. The first game I tried. I tried the second one. I couldn't do it, man. I just couldn't do it.
Well, I liked Unity, and people were like, what? You liked Unity? What? And I'm like, yeah, I liked Unity because it was an actual Assassin's Creed game and not Pirates.
Yeah, that's weird that people love the Pirates one more than they liked Unity.
Yeah, I'm just like, you loved Assassin's Creed 2, and that was just two cities.
It's that, I mean, I guess it doesn't boggle my mind, but it kind of does that 4 was such a huge love for everybody, and then they don't like Unity. They would rather they go back to being a pirate, which is weird to me for people who are really invested in that series.
Yeah, I really did not like Black Flag. I hated it. Every second.
I almost bought Black Flag for $10, and I said, you know what? Don't believe the hype. You hate Assassin's Creed. Don't listen to people saying how great it is. And I'm kind of glad I didn't buy it.
Yeah, I think it's free for games with gold.
Is it?
Yeah, it's on the list.
Oh, that's this month, right?
Yep.
Oh, no, next,
this month.
For 360, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that's what it is. That's the other one.
Yeah, it's, for games with gold, if you haven't caught up with it, it's, Pool Nation FX on Xbox One, Child of Light on Xbox One, Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag, Army of Two, Devil's Cartel, and Gears of War Judgment, and Terraria, Xbox 360 edition.
Yes, and keep in mind, different than Xbox One, you get them broken up. So the first 15 days of the month was Terraria and Gears of War. And starting probably today, but tomorrow for sure, you'll be able to get the other two for 360.
Yeah, they're definitely two different programs, because if you buy Child of Light, for example, on Xbox One, if you lose access to your Xbox Live Gold on Xbox One, it's gone. You can't play it.
Yeah, that's true, too. On 360, it's yours.
Yeah, and I feel like that's an important distinction. People think, oh, I got this trial. I can keep this game forever. No, it's tied to Xbox Live Gold.
Which, I mean, it's bad, but it's really not, because honestly, I don't know why you wouldn't have Xbox Live Gold as it is right now.
I don't.
You don't?
I don't.
Damn.
I'm just using my stepdad's account to download them.
Well, all right, but he's on your Xbox One, though.
Yeah,
The way they did it with that system now is the good way, where it's the system has Xbox Live Gold. It's not just your profile anymore.
Oh, yeah.
With Xbox 360... It's still you have to. Although, I don't know if that's still the same. Yeah, no, that is the same still. Each person has to have gold.
Well, the thing is, I downloaded the Xbox 360 games gold this week. And I get to keep them. I get to keep them since I have a trial. I still had Xbox Live Gold at time of purchase. So that, and it's not necessarily tied to me. Anyone on my console can play it.
Right, once you download to the console, yes.
So anyways, after this derailment, I didn't even know. Oh, because of Assassin's Creed. Got it. So you know more about this than I do. The newest Pokemon, Dex number 720, is revealed.
That's right. Pokemon. Gotta catch them all. Good luck. It's really difficult now.
So, explain this to me. Can I still catch them all?
You can try. With something like this, this is basically an event Pokemon. You can't go into the game and catch it. You've got to download it from Nintendo when they deem it possible for you to get it. Typically what happens is with something like this, with the legendaries or the mythical Pokemon as these are being called, in Japan, they do them many different ways. Internet
if you go to the theater and see their movies, you get a code. But in America and Europe and all that type of stuff, we have to wait for Nintendo to say, okay, guys, we're ready to give this to you. Ugh. And you have, you know, a month or whatever their time period is to go on their, you know, their service and download it. So this is one of those Pokemon.
I don't like that at all.
You cannot get this in-game. It's basically Mew for the original Pokemon. It's Mew. You can't catch this in the game. Nintendo has to give it to you. And if you miss out, well, I hope someone else will trade it to you.
I actually remember Yu-Gi-Oh! Doing that. I went and saw Yu-Gi-Oh! The movie, or something like that, and they gave me a card.
The cards, yep.
Same thing with Pokemon, the movie.
Yep, they did it as well. But, like, in America, the Pokemon movies here, lately have been coming out on Cartoon Network. So, we don't get them in the theaters anymore. I don't think we got, after the first one, I don't think we got any of them in the theater after that. Or maybe Pokemon Forever was in the theater, the fourth one, but I digress. It doesn't really make any difference here. When it comes to Pokemon, there's so many now. There's 720, as you heard. And you can catch about, I don't know, 700 maybe in-game.
Ugh.
Yeah, you have to get the other ones from Nintendo or, you know, someone will trade them to you.
Yeah, my stepbrother is probably more into this, and he probably knows more than I do on this section, but he's got all the 3DS ones. He goes to GameStop and cheats them out he does not cheat them out at GameStop for cards.
That's another thing too. That's what they started doing now. They'll give the cards to GameStop where it's not, you don't go download them anymore. They just give them a card and they give them to you. And I'll be honest, it's not necessarily cheating out GameStop because my girlfriend has done this for me. Bless her heart. She has gone in for me and picked up cards and they're like, oh, do you want more than one? And she's like, okay. And they just give them out.
Yeah, I don't really have anything to say because I haven't played Pokemon in a really long ass time. I didn't play Pokemon on the DS.
Ooh, that is a long time.
I played Game Boy. I'm like Tim Geddes. I have only played the blue and gold version.
I'm hardcore to Pokemon. It's definitely in my wheelhouse. I don't care how old I get. I don't see Pokemon dropping off. The games have sucked in certain ways. They've just made them too easy. But maybe that's just because I'm getting older, but it definitely feels like they're skewing more towards children, like, gameplay-wise as well. But I don't know, man. Pokemon is definitely still my thing. I don't care how old I get. I'm going to be 32 next week. I don't even care.
I just can't keep up with them.
Yeah, it can be difficult. It absolutely can be difficult.
You pick and you choose. Anyways, Grand Theft Auto V released on PC, various issues at launch.
Yep.
So what is this? I'm looking at the support page, and here's just a sample of what I've got. How to fix problems installing or playing GTA 5 PC on Windows user accounts containing certain characters. Where to download up-to-date video card drivers for GTA 5. How to prevent vehicle loss when migrating your GTA Online character from PS3 or Xbox 360 to PC if you've not played since December 2013. Issues with slow download times for the day one patch. How to solve unable to detect Windows Media Player on your system error. Social Club, DirectX, and Visual C++ manual download links. How to resolve errors in Social Club Launcher. GTA 5, preload information and system specs. This is just some of them. Code activation issues.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at how many issues there are, but you would have thought that if any game was going to not have issues, it would have been Grand Theft Auto 5.
Well, I think Rockstar is definitely still learning.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But, I mean, with the money they got, we all thought that it would have been smoother. But to be honest, I know people who have this game on PC have had zero problems. It's not like one of the games where everyone has the problem.
So yeah. It's good.
And I've seen optimization issues, but really, I think it just comes down to, hey, they really don't do a lot of stuff on PC.
No.
I mean, look at GTA 5 and how bad that is on PC. I mean, my friend has it, and he's like, yeah, I can play it. But there's always going to be issues. Especially with a Rockstar game that's, what, $1 billion?
Yeah, $1 billion in 3 days.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to hurt it, but...
Oh, no, absolutely not. But I think people that I've talked to and I've seen, they all just expected this to be the one that was going to have no problems. And
yeah.
I don't know how you could think that way, because Grand Theft Auto Online constantly has problems to this day.
Yeah, I've kind of waned off of GTA Online, because if I play that, I'm just in there for hours.
Well, you can do a lot of things.
Yeah, it's finally complete. And I can joke about Definitive Edition all day on this, because it's been released 3 times.
Yes, but although didn't Rockstar say this is the one, this is it?
Well, then, this is it? Didn't they also say this is it on Xbox One and PS4?
Yeah, I guess.
You gotta throw some shade at this. This is at least with how people are saying it. GTA 5 PC, Definitive Edition. No, there is no Definitive Edition. They just added cool stuff.
I think, though, with what they've added, I think you can make an argument either way. I don't know. I think it's going to be so great to see what people do with the editor that they've included, that I think they can get away with doing that. I mean, it's Rockstar. They can get away with whatever they want.
Yeah. I feel like it's a little bit of a too big to fail kind of.
Completely. Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel the same way.
All right, so that's it for the headlines. Oh, Jesus God. we don't have a lot in new releases, no. But we have some. GTA Trilogy, this is a PS2 classic. I don't know how much it costs, but it contains GTA 3, Vice City, and San Andreas.
Those are great games.
Yeah, I actually have Vice City on my PS3, so why not?
I can't imagine people haven't played these, though, to be honest.
Yeah.
This seems a little weird in a way, but at the same time, not so weird.
Yeah, and you always see an oddity on this on PlayStation. Last week it was Cars.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know. It's just, devote this to PlayStation now. Don't devote it to, classics.
And that's the thing. That's exactly it. I mean, I can understand why they would put this on PS2 classics for, you know, PSN, but at the same time, wouldn't you want to just roll out more than just PS3 on PlayStation now?
Yeah, I feel like with these remasters, I think people are just really just trying to make money again.
Yeah. That's...
But, though, there is the argument of GTA 5. That's actually... You can play it in 4K now. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, if you're rich enough to buy one of those monitors, you can do that.
Yeah, you can buy a triple monitor.
I should be so lucky.
And then we got Mortal Kombat X. On Xbox One, PS4, PC.
Mortal Kombat 10, and, people like me.
Mortal Kombat 10, or as I like to call it, Mortal Kombat 2.
That's right. Exactly. Why not? Why not just call this Mortal Kombat 2 now?
I mean, Mortal Kombat 9 was just, what, Mortal Kombat?
And that was on purpose, because they literally restarted it while keeping up with it being a sequel. They rebooted it with that game, and it was genius. I don't know how deep you got into 9, but it was genius. Basically, what they did was they said, okay, we've come so far with this storyline from first game to Armageddon. We don't know where the fuck we can go with this anymore because we've kind of just screwed it up as well as doing what we did. So let's just basically have that game exist up until, you know, let's have that series exist, but restart it. And they did it kind of like the Star Trek way, where Raiden goes back in time because he realizes what is going on in Armageddon completely fucks the world up. So he has to now go back to his Mortal Kombat 1 self and try to tell him, we can't have this happen this way anymore. We have to change it, because if not, the world basically ends. And you play through the first three games while Raiden's trying to change it. And when it comes, they're completely rebooting the series. So now with this one, which is the 10th game, they may as well have just called it Mortal Kombat 2, but you know, they're gonna go with X10, whatever they're gonna do it, and now it's 25 years later.
And it is worth noting that Mortal Kombat X is only available on Xbox One, PS4, and PC. Yes. Not 360.
It will eventually, sometime in the summertime.
Yeah, I think they said June.
Oh, really? It's June? You could be right. I honestly did not pay attention when they announced the pushback because I was getting it for Xbox One.
Yeah, I think they should just cancel.
I swear they should do. Because when they announced it for all four systems, I was nervous that this game was not going to be that great. Or I shouldn't say not great. I was nervous that it was going to hinder the current gen console games because they have to make a game for the other systems as well. Basically what happened with Shadow of Mordor, it's not the same game. And I was afraid that it was going to happen this time. But playing just a little bit of what I've played of X so far, I feel like they didn't cut corners and they should just, you know, let's say screw it, but they're not going to do that. It's Mortal Kombat. The game's done.
They can't.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And there's something I could say about Mortal Kombat X, the easy fatality microtransactions.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't going to bring that up because I didn't know how deep you wanted to get into it, but
I really didn't because people are making a bigger deal out of
it. I completely agree. They're just making too much of a big deal out of it. Leave it alone. If you don't care, don't care. It's nothing.
And then we got the PC release of GTA 5, which we talked about. It's looking dope. If you can play it.
Of course.
Some pretty beefy specs you need. Blue Estate, this has been released for the umpteenth time on PC. Now it's on PC.
Maybe some will buy it.
Maybe. I wouldn't even buy it if it was free.
From what I've heard, I don't think I would either.
And to clue you listeners in, Blue Estate is like, it used to be a comic book, and then they turned it into a rail shooter. And it is awful.
Yeah, and not awful in the way that you want it to be awful.
Yeah, it's not like Deadly Premonition awful. It's just awful. So, I wouldn't recommend it. I don't know the prices, but it's not worth them, in my eyes.
It's $15 on like Xbox and PS4. So I would imagine it's comparable on PC, but at the same time, I don't know. Go play House of the Dead Overkill instead.
Ooh, yeah. And then two other releases, which these are big PlayStation releases. Tesla Grad on PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4. It's a cross-buy title, so you buy it on PS3, you buy it on PS4 as well. And Titan Souls for PlayStation 4, Vita, and PC. Only cross-buy on PlayStation platforms. So, TeslaGrad, I've heard of it. I don't know a lot about it.
I don't know anything about it. And I only know a tiny bit on what Titan Souls is.
Titan Souls, well, like the Souls name says, is basically Dark Souls, but it's just bosses. I've got the demo sitting on my PC. I'll probably play it tonight to give a verdict, verdict of how it plays on PC or whatever. I'll probably buy it on my PlayStation. Probably. Because it... Yeah. I got nothing to play other than old PC games and GTA 5 and Deus Ex. But I would love to play it. If somebody bought it for me, I'd play it. It's that kind of situation.
I'm that way with a lot of things.
Halo Master Chief Collection. Yeah, it's a thing. I didn't want to buy it, but that bought it. So that's it for your new releases. Now to the outro. Thank Jesus God.
I apologize to everyone listening.
We deeply apologize. It's been three and a half hours, but you can find us on Twitter at Bladed Tech Show. This is the podcast Twitter, and I'll post all the links and whatnot. My personal Twitter at Austin Belzer, Instagram at Austin Belzer. You can email us at bladedtech@provengamer.com. And if you have any confusion, just click on the show notes. It'll be there. I am sure. And then your Twitter.
My Twitter is Heazy. HEAZIE. Same thing with my YouTube and my Twitch and everything else. I go under Heazy.
All right. And check out Proven Gamer. They got some, cool podcasts. They got Press X to One, a PlayStation podcast. Trophy Wars, also a PlayStation podcast. Yeah, I think you know where I'm going here. and I write articles for them and other people do too. Articles, read them. All the articles in here, besides Pokemon and House of Wolves and GTA 5, are from there. I write stuff on there. And also, if you want to join Proven Gamer, where Proven Gamer is looking for an editor, reviewer, podcast host, so he can talk into people's ears like us. Video editor, social media manager, and you can email your application, resume, or whatever to admin@provengamer.com. And remember to rate and review the Bladed Tech Show on iTunes. This is going to be on both the new feed and the old feed. I expect migration to happen sometime within the next week. Good Lord, this is going to take a lot of compressing. But anyways, that's the Bladed Tech Show number 35, aka the Bladed Tech Show 2.0. I'm Austin Belzer for the Bladed Tech Show, and you got Heazy.
Heazy!
And that's it, guys. Bye. Bye-bye.